You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is liberty. Each week, we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty. Rock and roll.
Hey there, Liberty lovers. This is Mark Clare of the Lions of Liberty podcast, where we strive to bring you great conversations about the ideas of liberty 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Check us out at lionsofliberty.com.
Hey guys, this is Roger Paxton, and if you're fed up with the government running every single aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast yet, then what's wrong with you? Check us out at thelavaflow.com, or just go back to sucking up to the government. The Lava Flow podcast, striking the root every single episode.
We are supported by listeners like you. Donate per month or make a one-time donation through PayPal or Patreon at wearelibertarians.com.
Just fall out of there.
Welcome to We Are Libertarians. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. We Are Libertarians brings you all of the irreverence modern politics deserves. We explain to you what the hell is happening in our world today and how we can fix it by thinking differently. This is a podcast brought to you by the We Are Libertarians Network. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, share this episode with friends, and support us through PayPal or Patreon at wearelibertarians.com. We are supported by listeners like you, so $1 per episode by pledging $5 a month helps us grow. And we are always taking your questions and comments via email at editor@wearelibertarians.com or hit up wearelibertarians.com, and on the sidebar you can find our personal Facebook and Twitter pages and profiles, and you can become friends with Greg and I. Greg,
let's not advocate for friends. Let's say acquaintances.
You can
liberty acquaintances.
Right. We'll look at your message.
I don't want to get personal. I don't want to hear about your sorrow.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of messages coming in. This program is getting very big, Greg.
See, as I've become pro Trump, I haven't had any. So people think I really like Trump. I just don't want to hear about your sorrow tales.
Right.
It's working.
Who's that?
That is the lovely. This is the easily the most attractive person. Definitely the most attractive female.
Without doubt.
The beautiful Miranda Barnett is with us. Is it Barnett or Barnett? How do you say your name?
Barnett.
Barnett.
Barnett. Okay, yeah. I thought I had it right. Miranda is a stand-up comedian here in town, and she's hilarious. You should follow her on Facebook.
Unless you are a Christian libertarian or someone that is right. If you worry about what other people think, it's not going to be your brand of vodka.
See, Miranda fits in. Miranda is the perfect female. You have a new title. You are now the official female correspondent for We Are Libertarians.
I'll take it.
And the pay is huge.
And you're in charge of male outreach for We Are Libertarians.
Does that involve stamps?
Don't do it.
No, you're just...
Oh, male as in men.
Men,
okay.
Yes.
I got so scared. I was like, dude, I hate dealing with male.
Who male?
I really do. I don't even check it very often. Okay.
No, do you answer scary cell phone calls from numbers you don't recognize?
You know what? No, because I've learned it's never anyone you want to talk to.
Yeah, it's always...
You always think, right, that could be... It never is.
Never.
Yeah, it's Jerry's kids wanting another donation.
So Miranda is a libertarian. You're a libertarian, right?
Yeah, I am. I kind of just go with issues on things. Sometimes I can be a little more conservative than maybe your most extreme libertarians. But I'm also a control freak, but I...
So you're a perfect libertarian.
I think only I should have the control. Yeah. So right. That is a libertarian.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. We're all libertarian dictators.
Exactly what that is.
Miranda has not been on the podcast yet. We talked about, you know, doing a podcast together. We've talked about having her on, but and we finally got her here, and I'm so excited because Miranda has been around all year long in our friend circle on Facebook and come to Facebook and to the Morty's Live events. A great supporter of this program, shares our stuff. She is a fantastic friend of this program, and I am deeply excited to have her here tonight. So we're talking about the women's marches.
I have my hand on his penis right now.
Oh,
that's why he's saying those kind things.
Miranda is... Did I mention how attractive she is?
Keep going.
I am
Tell the listeners.
Highly turgid.
Right now, highly there are turgid. Probably 1,200 people with a boner.
Now you see why I've appointed her as male outreach director.
I know, but do we really need more men?
We need
you know
more
what?
People.
Men, women, bring me your sick and your poor.
Honestly,
I'll just take
you're like
them
Jesus.
All. That's right.
Honestly, you get one look at Miranda and you're like, yeah, I'm a woman. I'm into it.
That's not what you said. You said, you look tired. That was that was one of the first words
he
out of your mouth.
He was nagging me and it worked. My hand's on his penis right now. Right.
Peacocking.
I was like, geez, you're getting a little chubby.
You know, you're about a 7 right now, but you could be a 10.
You could be a 10, Miranda, if you really tried hard enough. No, Miranda.
Bulimia and, you know, some sun.
She's fat shaming.
She's cutting right now. And I asked, how are you getting so thin? And she's like, I just drink lemon water all day. I don't eat. I'm like, well, I don't want
to. She did bring lemon water and basic white girl Starbucks.
She did.
Five shot espresso, Americano.
Nice.
And
You're gonna
five shots of espresso?
Yeah, in my
mind. I do black eyes, and I thought I don't do black guys.
Black.
I only do black eyes.
Ever done black guys, Miranda?
You know what? No, I haven't, but it's not, you know.
Right. It's not because you're racist?
Not because I'm racist, although I am. No.
Thank God Harry isn't here.
See, the great thing about Miranda is Miranda is a comedian, so she will say, she's adopted the yes and philosophy. So in comedy, like it's called yes and. In improv especially, like...
Just go with it.
If you say no, then you're shutting down the dialogue. So you say, yes, and I did this. And so Miranda just shines at that.
You know what's funny is her and Harry went to high school together.
They did.
And they're right around the same age. But right. I bet she didn't talk to him because he was black and he was on the golf team in an IT club.
I'm guessing they ran in different circles.
Okay, I think he lied to you. I don't think my high school had a golf team.
They did. They actually did.
What?
We played them.
What?
Are you saying that your high school was ghetto?
I'm not saying my high school was ghetto per se, but if you mean did everybody show up crunking it up with their little John Finger snaps and their scissor and a styrofoam cup, fuck yeah.
That wasn't weird. I went to Nelly like second row.
Oh, yeah.
Year.
I mean.
I had FUBU Air Forces.
Yep.
Oh gosh. Well, I was a slut in high school and, you know, would show my breasts. No, I wouldn't. I didn't have any. That was a lie. Nobody wanted to see them. They just wanted blowjobs.
What were the students like? We covered the teachers.
That's right.
That's how she passed.
The students were awesome. You know, honestly, the most of the black people that went to my high school were just very cool and chill. If you were cool and, you know what I mean, just didn't do stupid stuff or what, or if you weren't scared of them. Yeah, exactly. But the white people, so there were some nerdier white people, small group of, you know, just smart nerdy types.
Drama club.
I don't know where they hid for safety
the
or
library.
Whatever. Yeah. Oh my gosh, they might have. And so
no bars on that one.
Oh, that was
she's
good.
She's been out of school for like 10 years. We just told her how
or
to pass
two.
High school. Two,
and,
yes.
But
only two? Or no, yeah.
But she the just, other was like angry white people with like the chains and the JNCO jeans.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
I don't know what she's
spiky
saying.
Spiky necklaces and stuff.
You remember Limp Bizkit?
I love Bubba Sparks.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, getting ugly?
Oh, my gosh. I always wanted to be one of those emo chicks like Avril Lavigne. Like, if I wasn't so pretty, I would totally rock that look so hard.
Yeah, are you saying that Avril Lavigne fans, emo girls are ugly?
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying, but... You got to choose a look. So it was like, you know, I loved that look and I felt like so like angry inside sometimes. I'm like, oh, that's me. But then no matter
so
what, I was just like, I'm Britney Spears.
Hit me baby one more time.
Got my belly shirt and my flared jeans on. What's going on, guys? Hip hugger jeans. What? Like, yeah, I couldn't. It was like, I was conflicted because I am a Gemini.
Right.
So I had all those personalities. But unfortunately, the Britney Spears side of me has just shown through.
Well, not even Catholic.
Yeah.
You are fabulous.
Thank
you're
you.
You're very... And this is the great thing about Miranda. Miranda, you won't see anything from Miranda for like 3 days on Facebook, 4 days.
And then maybe, it's a storm.
Maybe even a month.
I go hard.
But then she...
In the paint.
She goes hard in the paint for like three... And it's the most... It's the craziest shit you've ever read in your life. It's so funny.
It's always really great.
Let me pull it up here.
She's a big fan of memes, which is why we're a big fan of Miranda.
I do love the memes. You guys keep me going. Give me life with that. But I haven't called out a certain someone yet. But I've been waiting for a good time. And I think this is it. So, When I was going hard for 3 days with good old Levi, my friend, oh, my good old friend, he loves me. We go way back. Pretty much, I don't know. I feel like everybody that knew Levi, about 20 grown-ass men took me on the internet that day or two span.
Mm-hmm.
And
where was this?
Fucking annihilated them. Oh, it's on there. Good Levi. God love him for not deleting that. I thought he's got balls, and I even told him
that. Can you tag me in the thread?
What happened?
I'll find it. Well, the thing was, what happened was he left a comment on Chris Spangle's page.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, my ignorant. Friend Levi. Levi Pingleton.
It was,
what did he say?
His wording was very ignorant. So he just...
Well, he's a youth minister.
He was going off about Gary Johnson's, you know, not... caring, something he had said about abortions. And so he was just like, oh, so it's just okay to go around killing babies or something at the, like, he says this whole thing and then he's just like being sarcastic, but it just, his flow wasn't there, so it didn't really come off that way. So I, just being smart ass me, just being silly, zing back, and I'm like, ha, I totally agree, fuck those babies, or whatever I said, you know, something along those lines. And then
something very non-offensive.
So then, yeah. And then he come back, you know, he just came back at me all crazy, trying to teach me a lesson. And then that was what sparked a fire under me that day. It's just because every once in a while, something just touches
this
me.
This is great. I got to be tagged in this thread.
I'll find it. It's on there.
Good luck. I mean,
I'll find it.
It was in the election.
I'll find it.
Yeah, you're going to have to dig. You,
Gary was pro-choice, so he triggered the Christian libertarians.
It kept going back and forth, and it was like, he just... he was, I don't know, he was just so mad, and I'm laughing my ass off. I literally have Snapchat videos of me with like bunny filters, and I'm standing there at the wall with my phone plugged in because it's going dead, and I've got my socks in my hand. I've been trying to go to the gym for an hour, and I can't because I keep responding.
You can't, you're plugged into the wall, you have your socks, and you got a filter on.
You need to go do something in real life, but you can't stop shit posting.
Clear my afternoon, someone's wrong on the internet.
Because everybody was so emotionally involved, and they wanted to really just get me. They attacked me. They attacked my person. They attacked everything, right? Great news, guys. I don't care. So I'm laughing my ass off. I just keep on going. It just fueled fire. And I mean, I was all over the board from like, Levi, you are a hillbilly pig fucking brother licking whatever. And I swear to God,
Zach, his brother, is a listener of the program.
So. Zach's a great guy.
I went so hard. Actually, so is Levi.
So if you met him, you would love him.
I don't even know the guy. I'm literally just kind of, again, just going off in my own mind, being so silly and going off on like, I just look at his pictures and you can tell he's like kind of country. I just go with it. So
kind of country. I wonder what she thought of us in high school.
For him to not have deleted that post, and I told him, you know what? Tipping my hat to you for not even deleting that, because the things I said were just, I just wanted to see how far I could take it. You know what I mean? And I kept taking it. And actually, my whole point was at some point throughout seriously going back and forth with, I mean, at least 20 grown men that were attacking me hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
They were hardcore. And I'm laughing and loving it and taking them down one by one. And
like abortions.
Because I don't care. Yeah, I'm like, hey guys, I'm having an abortion right now in Levi's front yard with a bunch of lesbians. Anal abortions. I went there.
It's like a seance.
There was one that was so... It was the greatest shit post I've ever seen anyone post.
I'm so mad I missed this.
It was a woman. She goes, you are a mother. Would you want your daughter to read this? What would she think? And you said something along the lines of, well, she's having her first abortion right now and I'm paying for it, so she wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Something
you can send your letter to the dumpster.
Oh, she's like, your daughter's like 14 or 13, something crazy young. And I was just like Miranda the other day just posted this. There's this meme going around that says, to prove that people will argue over anything, here's a stick. And Miranda writes, this is no ordinary stick, and it's an abortion stick. Street for abortion stick. The next post...
I have a joke I can't say. I'm so pissed.
The next post was this, like, butch woman holding a sign that says, you know, females... It's as a woman, I hope one day I have as many rights as a gun. And
Rachel Maddow.
And Miranda wrote, I agree with this man. If we required someone to have the proper paperwork on this woman, we wouldn't be dealing with her.
So, yeah. Well,
just quality shitposting from Miranda.
I do shit
civil
posts.
Discourse.
But see, that's just it, because I do like it, because everybody gets so caught up on everything, and it's just all in their feels about what people are saying.
Yeah,
you're a brutalist. You have no idea. You're dropping the code words.
Yeah, I just like to go. Really, I just like to see how hard I can go. And and with that post, even at some point, my mission was just to get one of them to say they wished my mom had aborted me, and I fucking got my way.
Yeah. You did. You got them to do it.
Yes. I did. I got it.
It's a trap.
Got them.
And what did you say?
I said, you know what? I don't even talk to that bitch because she wouldn't even consider abortion.
You think I wanted this to be shitposting on the internet right now on an abortion thread?
So now let's go back to our person at hand that we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. So one person zinged in on me during that day. And this was before I was ever dating Joey.
Right.
This is great because Joey happened to kind of get in on this.
That's her boyfriend, everybody. So don't slide in DMs.
I had to screenshot and then share the post because my friends couldn't see it because of Levi's settings. So then I see somebody on Levi's post because I'm going back and forth. So then, because Levi can get on mine, so then I'm going back to Levi. Somebody's like, "Yeah, she reposted it," and I'm like, "Yes, I did. Thanks." I'm like, "Should I tag you next time?" And so, and then I go back and tag Levi, and so, and I get real hard with it, and so then, and I don't know if he remembers it or maybe he was just scared to bring it up, but so then Rob Kendall comments, "I feel sorry for the poor sap that marries her." And I have so many Snapchat videos that he inspired.
Did you bring this up privately?
Not yet. I can't. No, I don't want to bring it privately.
This is world
exclusive. I want to talk about it in person. Yes.
This is a world.
I wanted to do it on his show then.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And I thought, I'm going to wait for the perfect moment. And so.
This is a rap battle that's been brewing that we didn't know about.
You have some beef.
And I was just like, I actually have the Snapchat videos of my response that he inspired. Because my response to that was, do you know someone? Because he felt sorry for the poor sap that was going to marry me. Like, do you know someone? What's going on? You know,
what's up?
Yeah. You want to introduce me?
Ever heard of Central Indiana today? I've been on there.
That was pretty much my response to him. And I was like, oh my gosh, Rob, he sounds like you know somebody that's interested. And then I was like, I'm like on again, bunny filter. And I'm like, these guys on Facebook think I'm a real winner. They think I'm going to find a husband. And so, yeah. But now Rob is low-key on my fan club.
He pretty much is.
I won't tell Haley. I won't tell her.
No, because Haley.
No, this has to come up, though, on a podcast.
We got to get him on the show now.
Yes.
That I'm, I'm part of the deal.
Well, he's very famous.
Well, we've managed to get you here.
Yes, which is...
So we
no
get you here.
Now I'll never leave.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping
for. Well, she thought
for.
Bittner was a permanent guest host. And so this whole time she's been avoiding it. Now that she realizes Bittner is never Bittner, then she'll come on frequently.
You're a huge fan of Bittner.
I am. You know what? I love those shirts so much.
You're the only person that has both of the Never Bittner t-shirts.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking that I'm going to do something like really like... really cool with those shirts, like because
the cuts
are not great.
I believe one time she said on my Facebook page that she uses them as cum rags.
Yeah,
for her.
Yeah,
because mop everything up.
Oh God, yeah, I make a mess. And you know, good if anyone else ever comes and gets involved. I want to know. That I'm ready.
She's a big Never Bittner fan.
I know, and that's so rare. Especially among females.
I mean,
females.
If you guys had shirts, though, I would rock those shirts.
We did. Joe Ruiz had shirts. I've got shirts I have to pick up that I never picked up that are dress shirts for us to wear when we get invited places, which doesn't happen.
Has your faces on it?
No, they're like black. Yeah. They're black button ups that have Weird Libertarians on them.
Oh well, that's classy. Now I want your faces.
Do you really?
Yeah, I want faces.
When she looked at me in the eyes and said, I want your faces
all over my
breasts.
There's
an inflection point, too.
Can we pause?
Are you turned on?
Hi, Mittens. Go away. Go away, Daddy.
This is Daddy time.
Daddy's alone time, you little bastard.
Fuck off the bed.
You needy little fuck.
She's looking at me right now like, I've been through this before.
I know what that is.
There's a new pussy in town, Mittens.
Yeah.
Guess what?
So you're a shit poster.
I'm a shit thinker. That's the problem. See, I think these things and I share them now through the internet.
The fact that you are trying to instigate a flame war in a Facebook thread with a youth pastor to try to get him to say that he wishes you were aborted is that means you're a shit poster.
Yeah. But my
that's pushing limits. What would Jesus do? In fact, not that.
You know what, Levi?
I led him in Sunday school. Yep. I was his sixth grade Sunday school class teacher.
He is one of the all time good guys.
He's such a great dude.
Until he met Miranda.
Yeah. Right.
Shushmortion.
Well, the same with the woman that tried to get all into it or whatever, and she actually is who she finally got real shitty and said she wished my mom had just had an abortion, and I said, me too. Thank you.
Why do we have to talk about my childhood?
Right. Can you call her? Can you go back to the future? But so, no, this woman, though, she was trying to come at me and like really change my opinion. As Chris told you, I shit all over her. And then
holding my socks with my phone plugged into the wall.
Yeah. No, she came 3 days late to the party.
Oh, that's not the worst.
Was done.
A late shit poster or someone that tries to instigate and they're just a tryhard.
Yeah, she was. And so, you know what? I wouldn't have even responded. But then I thought, you know what, ho? Actually, I am about to shut you down. And so I did. And I went pretty hard on her. And then I also, then I was just like, you know, I said, when is your husband going to fucking come make you get off the computer, you dumb bitch? Because you need
this
to go take
look
care
like
of your kids.
Kitchen.
Like, yeah. Don't you have a sandwich to make?
I used to have a meme that was an arrow pointing to back to the kitchen and it got reported for bullying.
That's really retarded. And see, that's just it. Sense. That's where I went with her, though, because also it's like people need to get it. If you, especially you want to go picking fights on the internet with people, you don't know who you're dealing with. I don't even know you. I don't have to worry about you. I'm not concerned. And I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, I have no boundaries. I don't have to.
Try me.
Like, you can't just think that she can't say that because she's not allowed. No, bitch, I'm allowed. I'm a grown-ass
woman. Abort
me.
I invite it. Yeah. Tell my mom you want to abort me.
Yes. You know, it's like, I'm like, seriously, it's like, people will... Well, people actually will do things to you. They'll even go above what they'll say. But it's like people can say any damn thing they please. So if you're going to let it get you that bothered and you're going to, then you might want to stop picking fights on the internet.
So here's why we invited Miranda here.
Shitpost episode.
Well, yes.
An abortion.
But see, Miranda is, would you consider yourself a feminist?
No, I just consider myself a human.
Well, right. That turns out to be counterproductive.
Right. So
I guess I'll have to be the feminist.
Here, what Miranda and I have become good friends. I'd say best friends.
Yeah.
We're very good friends. And I've gotten to know her a lot over the last year. And she, what are you winking at? What are you smiling about, Greg?
That you've gotten to know her over the last year. Because that's really since last winter that we met her at amateur night.
Yeah.
Well, it was a year
ago. Is that right?
At amateur night at the comedy club, by the way.
What did you think of that?
Why did I wink at him? Like,
yeah, you did.
Well,
And then I yelled at you and took $700.
I'm just having a hard time concentrating tonight.
Fully triggered.
Stop that. It's been a long time, Miranda. Stop it. Get your hand off me. Stop.
Never.
So...
It puts the lotion on its skin.
It puts the bittner on its skin. Oh, ugh. I'm soft now. So
tumbleweed blew out of my pussy.
What did?
A tumbleweed.
The name Bittner just dried everything up.
Like a cactus.
All of a sudden, six shooters in there. So I'm going to have to put a rating on this.
And no, you're not. People are going to love this.
I know. I was going to say... Rob told me no cussing. If
that's,
like,
he's on community radio. Rob also said, "Oh, I pity the man that would marry her or whatever."
Yeah. Then he's been sliding up in this DM.
That's going to need to be edited out.
No, I'm not editing it out.
Yeah, trust me.
She was joking.
No, I'm joking. Yes. Yeah, no. He only slid up in my DM to talk to me about coming and just creating the best show he's ever had.
Yeah, being on the show. Well, yeah. You know.
No, that's it. I mean.
Making it great again.
Yep. So what I love about Miranda is a very not to get into your personal life or your background
Do
or
it.
Anything. You've had I would say a difficult life, and we won't get into it, but just take my word for it.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah. Like, we don't have time to get into her history and her life.
Tell me about your childhood.
But
jeez.
When you weren't aborted like you wanted to be.
Miranda is somebody who has created a life for herself and built a life for herself with her own will.
Bootstraps.
You know? Bootstraps.
Just willed it into existence.
And is a survivor in just a ton of different ways. She's like What's the, she's like
a cockroach.
No, she's like Khaleesi. I mean, she's got that kind of spirit.
Khaleesi
from going. Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah. I thought you were talking Cash Me Outside.
My goal is that we're dating by the end of this episode, Greg. That's.
Oh, you're not dating?
Me and her, not you and I.
Fine.
Get off her purse.
I know she likes that purse, and she's been getting wild. That's why I picked it up.
You notice how she got in between you two?
Yeah.
When the purse was down there, though, she was wild and out on it. That's why I put it on the chair.
Mittens loves to sit in
bags. Things have gotten a lot more friendly, and now that's the wall. Yep.
So, but Miranda is somebody who is not a victim. I mean, she could easily say, "I am. Woe is me. I had a rough childhood.
You don't understand.
You don't understand what it's like."
The cards are stacked against
me. But instead, what she does is she just says, "I'm going to just make something of myself, and I'm going to do it with my intelligence, with my hard work, with grit." And she is like, I don't consider her a feminist, but to me, she is.
She lives it.
She's an ideal woman. She is somebody who doesn't need. She doesn't like the patriarchy. To her, doesn't exist because she just creates her own existence. Like
she's more of a threat to men than men are any threat to her.
She's a predator, all right.
Yeah.
No, real. I mean, really, like you know, that's the thing is what patriarchy when. Some of the stories that didn't make it on air prior to, which was one of that beat the Dan Peffer's Lost episode.
Oh my God.
That was one of the greatest conversations ever.
If you knew what she was doing to the patriarchy behind
the scenes, God.
She is destroying it left and right.
Everything she's doing, shitposting online, she's doing to the patriarchy.
So if we're going to talk about the women's marches and women's rights and feminism and Trump and all that kind of stuff, like I want to have somebody on who is, we got obviously need a woman on the show.
We do. But you and I talking about the women's marches and the struggle of patriarchy would be hypocritical.
Rob Kendall had an episode.
I can see the emails.
Now. Yeah, on his show where he had a
delightful fellow,
a delightful woman, but then he also had a man who organized the women's march here in Indianapolis.
Such a white knight.
His balls are not in a jar in anyone's room.
We're not going to get into that.
Not in a woman's.
So,
heyo.
But you know, it's like. Miranda is somebody who is going to give us an honest perspective of what it means to be a woman from a woman's perspective on the marches, you know, and she's not somebody who I have no idea really what you think about the marches. We haven't talked about it ahead of time.
He told me you were this huge raging feminist.
You know, I mean, I can see how you would get that. It's the butch haircut.
Yeah.
The motorcycle?
It's the extra 100
the
pounds.
The angry scowl on my face.
The extra 100 pounds and the flannel.
Yeah, no, that's just that women are, when these women that are saying we're feminists or having a movement for feminism are just giving the whole thing the worst name. It's kind of like the Tea Party for the Republicans.
How dare you talk about great Americans like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, you know, they're giving it all a bad name and they're making a big stink out of nothing. And right now, out of what? Mm-hmm. I don't even know why these hoes are marching because I'm sorry, I don't feel oppressed in the least. And the women I know are not oppressed unless they are being oppressed by ignorance.
Trump
or
doesn't intimidate
poverty.
You, his demeanor and his lack of civility or apology. He's
Have
not apologetic about anything.
No,
no, but I mean, a lot of women, that's the thing, is
well,
it's his demeanor which scares
them
most.
But that's because somebody told them to feel that way.
Like,
you know
or
I mean?
Or they've been
that,
in a, like a physical.
That aura.
Let me argue against that. Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Let me argue against that because
let me take down the patriarchy.
We were probably one of the first shows, and nobody. I've never really heard anybody kind of expound on this, but Donald Trump. Every woman, I think, has had an interaction with a man, whether they've been violated or they felt, you know, very unsafe. Has had an experience, and there's something about Donald Trump that just trips all those wires in a lot of women, where he makes them feel like that person who was their abuser or the person who gave they went through a traumatic experience with this person.
He invokes
because
fear
he has
in a lot
power,
of women.
Right.
Even before he was the president or you know the president-elect or whatever. It's like he had a lot of money. He has a lot of confidence, and yeah, women. That triggers him to something else. It's the power. It's that it signifies power, and that men of power in their life have maybe done whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, again, men that beat on women, they like to date women that like to get beat on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever say
so
it's a woman's fault. But I will say it's your fault. when it happens again and again, because you are now staying with the person, it doesn't matter why, it doesn't matter what you think. You're now making that choice. You know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You like it.
Yeah. And if you go back and listen to episode 144 of our podcast and you listen to what Amanda went through and her story with domestic violence, you know, there comes a point where you have to start making some choices and you have to regain that sense of yourself. Yeah. You know,
and there is a manipulation there, and the women are suffering from like a mental health issue, is absolutely why they like it,
it's
or why they're there.
Yeah.
But it's what they know. It's also, it gives them a power because, you know, they're sick minds a lot of times because, you know, through sick relationships and toxic people in their life and families, you know, that person cares about them because that person, I've dated someone that put their hands on me. Now, I was 15. He was probably 21. Whole another story.
I told you guys. Just trust me on this.
But yeah, no, he was a drug dealer. He definitely put his hands on me and stuff. He would get drunk and I was mouthy and stuff. So again, I kept it going. Instead of saying, this guy just, you know, either, you know, whether grab me up or, you know, whatever.
You didn't leave the first time?
Yeah, like instead of, no. You know what? As soon as he put his hands on me, I react back like, oh, you did this to me? Like, dude, I went out. I'm coming at you all crazy. You know what I mean? Just like a freaking flying squirrel.
Come at you like a spider monkey.
Yeah, I do. Ricky Bobby. I did. And you know what I mean? So guess what that did? It got him, then that antagonized the fighting. So now we're fighting. You know what I mean? It's not just he put his hands on me.
It's a standoff.
We're fighting. Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I kept that going, and you know, and women keep that cycle.
But you were just
going
defending
different
yourself.
Relationships. No, I was, but also why? I mean, you can defend yourself and then you can go away. You
true.
Can get
you can
away.
Choose to leave rather than stay there and
even
try to intimidate.
Even if you're married
back.
And that's your kid's dad and you have two children, what are you going to do? Honey, I would rather live at a homeless shelter and get on some programs to help get my life on track than stay getting beat and let my kids get beat and then we're all going to get shot. No,
right.
I mean,
or I'm going to be basically an indentured servant.
What happens?
Fear.
What does it's like when we see these things happen? There's a pattern. What happens next? And we know it ain't going to be good.
Except they hold out hope.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you know, but that's just it. Because nobody in their life, nobody's ever made them feel like they were special, and this person cares enough to put their hands on them.
Right.
And it's a sick way. It's like he cares about me so much that I made him that mad.
He loves me.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's just angry because, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, again, it's like we allow those excuses because we want in our mind to say, okay, this person does love me. Why? I don't want to think that the person I've been with for 12 years doesn't love me. You know what I mean? We justify, we move.
So let's, in the vein of that psychology and that thinking, could we say that the marches on the Saturday after Trump was elected was almost an exercising of saying, no, we're powerful. And this is sort of how I took it, but maybe not in these deep psychological terms, but you know, women have power. We're not going backwards. We're not going to be sex toys, because I can't imagine what it's like to be, what percentage of men would you say just look at you and talk to you like you're a sex toy?
Well, I mean, that's probably...
well...
99.9. Yeah. Well, but again, not all women are treated as sex toys, because that's the difference between the type of woman you marry and the type of woman you want to have sex with. I mean, not every woman is treated that way. Mm-hmm. Some women are treated like the only thing they're good for is to clean their man's house and raise his children, and then he's going to go find a sex toy.
Not looking at anyone in the room, but...
Hey, come and see me.
I was talking about Greg, oh, okay. but...
How dare you?
But you know what I mean? So it's I like
marched
not every,
in Washington.
Not everybody is even treated that same way. So again, it's like people are just wanting to complain about something.
Yeah.
And if we're being told, and this is what I keep hearing from people, and I try to stay out of it because it's such a pointless conversation, obviously, about just all the horrible things that Trump is going to do. That's going to be so horrible for every single person that's not a white man. Everything is so bad now. I'm like, well, like what? Well, he's going to build that wall, blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, all the immigrants, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, is he making people that are here legally go back? No. I'm like, have I missed something? I'm like,
do you support the wall?
Honestly, I do. I was going. No, I do. I do support the wall. I mean, from what I hear, again, unless there's something I'm missing,
we don't have to pay for it. We don't have to pay for it, and the criminals go home.
Does the reasoning behind that wall not make sense to keep out drugs, to keep out people that shouldn't be here?
Somebody's doing the raping.
Yeah, I mean, it's like. I don't think that wall is really hurting anyone that's here legally. That wall's
but it's hurting Mexico's feelings.
We're going to talk right. about the wall next week.
And, you know,
okay? We're
the drugs I like to do are grown right here in
America. I only do U.S. drugs.
I'm an American patriot. States
and, when patriotism enters your heart, there's right. no room for prejudice.
We're going to talk about the wall next week. I feel like a lot of what that Saturday was is it is a statement of power. It's like, we're not going backwards. It was a solidarity march, too.
Largest in U.S. history.
Right. Okay. And so, to me, I understand that. But here, let me give a blanket response. Let me give a blanket statement on protests. I don't care who organizes it. Okay? I'm not a friend of progressives. We have a completely different ideology. I'm not a friend of neocons.
You only date them.
That's for sure. I love a good liberal woman.
A nice brunette, mousy, librarian type that listens to NPR.
Big breasts. Big.
No NPR.
Yeah. I've been to so many marches put on by libertarians.
Well, you started the Tea Party.
I was at all the foundational Tea Party meetings in 2009 in Indiana. Marches, protests, gatherings where there's speeches out on the state house steps. A lot of that is just a waste of time. Like, when you put those Amen. Things on, it makes you feel good, but it doesn't actually achieve anything.
It's masturbatory.
Exactly. It is. It's masturbatory. And, you know, there was a... If you look up the... So, in Minneapolis right now, in Minneapolis, they're trying to force protesters to pay for police protection. And so, there was a guy who was screaming at a committee meeting in Minneapolis, in the Minnesota State House, against this ruling, an African-American gentleman, or black gentleman, as Harry would force me to say. And
don't assume he's first generation off the boat.
It was a very powerful statement, and it was right in their face. And it was something that I thought was an effective protest. So I'm not saying all protests, but this is where they showed up and jammed a committee meeting and canceled a committee meeting and really put pressure on them. That's effective. But
that's disruptive.
Right. But I think when you have a march like Saturday where there's very little clarity.
There was no cause. There was no reason.
Right. Like, are
Well, there was.
Are you for? Yeah.
It was basically, we hate Donald Trump and we're pissed that it's not the popular vote
also,
that determines presidents.
Pro abortion.
Yeah.
You have to, like, there are.
And I'm pro abortion.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm pro-life,
but I didn't see a lot of pro-life people there.
And no, that's this weekend. Actually, there's a women's march for pro-life in Washington.
Right, okay. And so it's just I had one liberal friend of ours, Caitlin. She goes, if you get on black Twitter, you get on black Instagram, there are a lot of women of color who are just like, that was a white girl's march. That was not for us. That had nothing to do with anything that we were not involved in the planning.
Hey, that was the NPR limousine liberal.
Right. And so, a bunch of sissies. Yeah.
So protests in general are a waste of time. And if you're a libertarian who is planning a lot of protests, just don't waste your time.
No.
No one's going
to
pay attention.
Donate your time to a real service.
Exactly. Go out and volunteer in your community and get to know people on a one-to-one basis. Run for office. Put your time there.
Legislation. Have
exactly.
an agenda.
Food banks.
Because if you want to really affect legislation, you've got to have one-on-one relationships with legislators, or you've got to have enough money to buy them. So protests like this Saturday, I'm not attacking this one in particular. I'm saying almost all of them are a waste of time.
Oh, they are.
And this one's like a rebranding. Like, hey, we're not all, you know, not all national organization of women are pro-choice. Yeah. Like, we are the ones that are
now,
pro-life.
If let's say you're a libertarian listening and you went and you got something out of it and you felt, there are a lot of times where people will go to a protest and they'll make relationships and friendships and they don't feel as alone. That's great.
Yeah, it's cathartic
as long as you,
for
a lot of
people.
Man, right.
Haters Club,
but
whatever.
I didn't get a sense of what these marches were actually about.
No, I don't. I couldn't tell you, and I'm a woman, but I can tell you this.
It's fear.
Just based on like what you said, the only thing they gained from it was that great warm feeling inside that they mattered and they could really revolt. Actually, in my opinion, if Donald Trump is as evil as they said, he could have just taken them out with a couple of missiles because they were all in one place.
Like Tiananmen Square in China, yeah, where they rolled open with tanks.
Seriously, right? Like, actually, because that's just how counterproductive what you guys have all done is. Like, you hate him so much that you gathered around.
They've passed the point of no return where it is, I guess you could say it's fortifying the opposition, and to the point where the people that are undecided are now just like, oh God, those nags won't shut up.
And it's not just women, it's just the left in general.
Yeah, it's every guy in a scarf and beanie hat that's at Starbucks.
And what did Trump sign in regards to abortion? Like,
oh, the global gag order. So the global gag order, I'm going to get this wrong, but I think they can't put up any signs or signage through foreign aid advertising that that money is being used to fund abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it strengthened that so that no dollars of foreign aid can go towards, you know, supporting abortion in third world countries or any country we give foreign aid to. And it's been off the books since, I want to say Clinton, but I'm not actually sure. Most of my knowledge is off of a Boston Legal episode about it.
It's like, who cares?
But yeah, right. Well, actually, I mean, in the United States, the greatest achievement of feminism is seen as Roe versus Wade, that women have the right to determine what to do with their own body. It's their property and they get to make that call.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get to.
Right.
And so, you know, that is the crowning achievement. And so they feel like they're letting down their sisters if they don't, you know, champion that cause in other countries.
But if we're giving these countries aid, then that, I'm guessing that their medical care isn't going to be great to begin with. I doubt that abortion is on the top of their list of needs.
It depends because in the United States, like abortion was ushered in after the Nazi eugenicists started Planned Parenthood. So she gets together with the black ministers in the South. And because women were basically baby factories, you know, in a rural economy, they ended up waging a war on African-American, or they, you know, introduced it to African-American women so that it would be empowering.
This is when, the 40s?
This is in the 1930s, the 1940s, 1950s. And it's referred to as black genocide because roughly 20 million African or black babies weren't born. And at this point, it was like 18 and a half last year. And so this is how they coordinated with like the Southern Law and Poverty Center. They went around, talked to these women and said, listen, you're basically just a baby factory. And so here's how you can stop that and change your life.
Some of the things that Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, who was a virulent racist.
Oh yeah. She was an actual eugenicist, like in the mold of like, Woodrow Wilson.
Right.
So like they wanted to have the perfect race and they considered black people to be less than, like they supported one of her, ideas. I sent a meme of it, was in, Belgium. There was a human zoo with black child you could go see. In the 1950s.
See, that is, you know, it's shocking and it's offensive. And, you know, and I hate to say offensive.
Please don't have a butt after that.
I hate to say it. No, I hate to say offensive. I mean, those things are, you know, they're just horrible.
So, yeah, I mean, eugenics is horrible. It's social planning. It's thinking you're God.
It is the state deciding who is and who will not live and who
and
will
deciding
not be
what's
born.
Perfect.
Yeah, and right. See that. That is horrible. So, but my butt came in because where I'm thinking with some of the what is going on now, I'm just like, you know, okay, it's not. Yes, they should definitely know that they have a choice. Like, okay, there are choices, but if you're truly a philanthropist and you believe in these rights, it's like, I don't think that it necessarily should be the government's job to fund it. So why don't you, instead of protesting, create a bake sale and get some money and put that towards your cause?
Well, they can't because they're pregnant, and because of racism in the South, they weren't allowed to get jobs.
Well, no, those women. I'm
saying that's
absolutely
the excuse.
There's that, always,
you know, it's the cultural and the institutional bias.
Well,
against them.
Here's another part of all these, you know, listen.
But no, you're exactly right.
If you're waving a cardboard sign in 2017, it doesn't matter what side you're on, but especially you liberals who want to go back to the 60s era, you're not Martin Luther King, okay? You're not brave. Anybody who tries to equate what happened last Saturday with what protesters in the South did, who risked their lives, who had dogs sicked on them, who
sprayed with fire hoses.
Nobody cared about these women.
People,
they still don't.
Died in the 60s. And
that was real.
That was fine. Just go get that abortion.
I get offended by very little, but you
lack of respect for history.
For the history and the sacrifice that people made in the 100 years ago, women sacrificing to get the right to vote. Women and men sacrificing their lives, blacks sacrificing their lives in the South in the 60s. If you don't, these people, anytime somebody compares their bravery on marching on a sunny day in Washington, D.C. in complete safety, where there were zero arrests in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, that doesn't make you a hero.
There was zero friction. There was,
right.
Robert Spencer got punched in the face.
Well,
no, but I don't. That's the extent of the violence.
I'm not a fan of violating the NAP, but when it happens to Robert
Spencer,
it's not a bad thing.
Tread lightly.
Sorry,
he's
talking
to the cat.
He's a member of the alt-right. He's Hitler agnostic, and that makes you a Nazi.
I get so triggered. Like, I legitimately got offended at one point. I get offended by so little, but there was this liberal woman who was just talking on my thread about how brave she and her sisters were for marching in Indianapolis on Saturday. And I was, you know, like in the spirit of, you know, the civil rights protesters.
Historically a hotbed of racism.
I went off on her, and I was just like, you're an asshole. You have no idea what history means.
You marched with a latte. And then you went to yoga after and
you
had
didn't
lunch.
End up in a Cadillac buried in the bottom of a Mississippi lake with two other protesters. You were never in any kind of danger whatsoever.
Your home wasn't shot up afterwards for participating in the
Medgar
protest.
Evers walked home and his kids saw him get shot. You know, like, I heard him get shot.
So brave.
Right.
You know, they went and had cockies at, you know, Morty's. Yeah.
Planned our next PTA.
I just get so pissed about that. Like, the virtue signaling of these people is just outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what
that's the way it is, though. It's so divided. Like, they think that marching against, for no cause, really,
marching
other than we didn't,
nothing.
We're pissed that Trump won and he scares us, except, you know, Bill Clinton's the actual rapist. You know, I mean, no one did more to set back or influence patriarchy than Bill Clinton. She enabled it. But it doesn't matter because it's your intentions. It's how you are perceived. It's, you know, he's the alpha male that is not afraid of anyone. And not being afraid or being able to be shamed is the scariest thing to liberals on the planet.
Right.
Like, the fact that you can't be shamed scares them to death.
Oh, yeah. That's why people are a little bit scared of me.
Like, on the internet. Like, that's why she shitposts.
Did
you
realize, like,
I dare you to tell me to be aborted.
Care. Yeah. Like, I, you know what? I've got a handheld dirt devil in my vagina right now.
Dirt devil?
Yeah, just sucking it right out.
Tumbleweeds, dirt devil, six shooters.
A dirt buster right up there. One of those little cone.
Yeah.
We have a dirt. You ever have a dirt
buster? Oh, my God.
You remember the dirt buster?
Yes.
Google that, millennials.
I am, yeah.
Oh, my mom had
thought about one of those in so long.
That's just, yeah, these women, it's so great. They manage to find time between their pedicures and their husbands taking the kids to soccer practice. And it's like, you know, to go and talk about their oppression.
Right.
The patriarchy.
It's like the women that really, I feel like the women that really in this country are, you know, probably given the like least...
Respect.
They're given the least of opportunities, all of that. Those women were too busy taking care of their homes and children and trying to, make ends meet and trying to do, you know, be there for
them
and enjoy
protest.
Their children. Yeah, they didn't have time to just go out doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another
so
good example.
So, well, we don't have women listeners, but if we did, they'd be so triggered by that.
Oh, they would be so. But it's like, you know, again, same with like people that are so anti-abortion. I always see them complaining. I always see them outside of an abortion clinic with a sign, but I don't ever see them doing anything to actually contribute to children getting homes, being adopted, children that
filling in that need.
Yeah, the really a lot of people who were not able, who should not have had children, were not in a place to have children. Their children are growing up in the system. They're going to graduate or, you know, turn 18 and be thrown out in the streets. So they've never even known a family or anybody that actually cares about them. So what kind of thing are they going to leave on society?
Like, if you're they're not called crisis pregnancy center now, but
I went to that when I was pregnant.
Yeah, like there are a lot of It's like the Christian alternative to a Planned Parenthood, a crisis pregnancy center. And you go there, you get... No, I...
Well, I heard they were locking girls in there, though. They were keeping them in rooms with videos and stuff. They were like really horrible videos, and they wouldn't let them leave.
I'm sure that probably has happened just as they're...
That was a long time ago.
Right. You can take...
before it was regulated.
You can go look up James O'Keefe videos of Planned Parenthood, and they're doing evil shit. Meanwhile, I've been to a Planned Parenthood. I got my STD testing done there. Because I wanted
you got your T levels tested.
I specifically wanted to go there just to see what it was like, and it was free. And I got and as I was sitting in the waiting
when
room.
When was this?
This was
that's a hell of an idea.
October of last year.
I've never been to a Planned Parenthood.
Yeah,
live it.
This was
I always make them go alone.
October of 2015. No, so I was there, and I was sitting in the waiting room, and Tears in Heaven started playing.
Oh my!
And I'm in a room full of dour looking 20-year-old women because it's right by a college, and I start
which
going
college?
U of I.
Oh, perfect.
And I start going
you shamed them, you cis white male scum lord.
I ran up and down the hallway also, and I said, where's the abortion holes? Where do they throw the babies?
That's great. That would be fun.
But I also
it's like a Smashing Pumpkins video. Yeah.
Like but I had a friend who worked at the crisis pregnancy center that was actually located across the street, and you know she did great work. She you know loved going in there and talking with young women about their decisions, and like that is a great free market solution. That's a great use of your time if you're pro life.
Oh my god, yeah.
So
counseling them,
You know
they don't want to have to do that. The women that march, they do want to be able to publicly fund someone right. to go have to do that for them so they don't have to see it.
So here's how I come down on abortion.
Ew,
like
poor people.
I personally don't want someone I don't want to have my child aborted. But I also recognize that there's very little choice that I have in the matter. Like if I when I get Miranda pregnant, if she wants to have the baby or not, then she's gonna do what she's gonna do, you know, and
eBay.
But don't force me to pay for it, okay, honey?
Well, I've already been taking money from your under your cushions. You just don't even know. I've been getting it where I can.
Damn it. So, but
stealing podcast equipment.
Yes, I've got a microphone hidden somewhere on my person.
I also recognize that my personal moral value, my personal moral view on the issue is my view. And it's not something that I can force on you two who are both pro-choice. Like, it's not something that, like, I can pass a law and say, guess what? You know, you got to believe the way that I believe. So, and even if we did that, even if we locked up Miranda for her, you've got
abortions?
You've got a punch card, right? Next one's free?
No, I've got like 5 more punches. I just turned in my card the other day, so I got a new one.
All right, good. And so
I got the upsize.
Right, supersize me. So, oh Lord, we're going to hell.
I've been there for a while.
But even if we lock her up for her crimes against what I consider to be a child, it's still going to happen. It's still going to exist. It's a matter of the heart. It's not something you cannot legislate someone's heart. And so
it's an arbitrary line you're drawing. Cause then you could say, what if someone's lifestyle led to that child dying, that potential child dying?
So
like you go down the rabbit hole.
It's also very, there is, even in the Christian community, there are people who, there's a great book by Eric Schonsberg called Turn Neither Right Nor Left, I believe it is. And he talks about the various strains in the Christian community. When does life begin? Does it begin at conception? Does it begin at fertilization? Does it begin at the heartbeat?
God knows all, it already began.
But does it begin in with the breath with the breath of life?
That's where people again start getting so nitpicky though, and right. so like, oh, we have to be so specific. It's like, actually, what? I mean, I'm not here to argue when life begins, but I grew up in some of the poorest neighborhoods of the city, and I've seen what life is like for people, and I've seen, you know, even my own family members and how they take care or don't take care of their children, and a lot of the mental things that even happen, as well as the physical and horrible things these children go through. And I just think if even a quarter of the people that were so up in arms over that issue just cared and would do something for these people that are living, they're already born, they have feelings, they have a life,
but they're dirty and poor.
Yeah,
and
but it's like they're already here, so we'll worry about them later.
I want the white girl that had to drop out of high school.
But yeah, it's like, you know, these children that are born to people who are not ready to raise them or just never going to be good parents.
It's a perpetuating cycle.
It is. You know, and so it's like, I would rather give people a choice.
Well, that's the whole point of the feminist movement, you know, is the sovereignty of the woman. And like, that was why it was the crowning achievement. Roe versus Wade was because it gave that woman the ability to remain sovereign without having a dependent. And so it gave them that autonomy that they, you know, fought for when they said that, you know, prior to Roe versus Wade, it was patriarchy enforcing dependency onto them in society without providing many means in order to compensate for having a dependent and raising a child without the husband being involved. And so it is the crowning achievement in every way. And that's why people that are pro-life feminists, quote unquote, like Phyllis Schlafly, is that right? Or Schlafly, like back in the 50s?
Schlafly.
Yeah. She was, you know, so hated by the leading, you know, the Feminine Mystique was the major book that was the tipping point of the second wave of feminism in the United States. But that was someone who, you know, just interviewed women about their role and their expectations in society at Williams College. It wasn't like she was going around saying, you know, are you equal? It was about, what are your expectations? There turns come to find out all her classmates are there for a college degree so they can meet a husband and settle into traditional life. Exactly. Yeah. And then she interviewed people outside of college and she started finding that women were unsatisfied, that everything they wanted wasn't doing it for them. So they were, you know, not content. But then that strain of feminism ended up becoming like a national organization of women now that did the marching. But then there were like the more incendiary ones where they considered the crowning achievement of feminism when it arrives will be the breakdown of the family unit. So they want to do community child rearing. They advocate for the benefits of it, even by citing like Mormon, with multiple polyamory, mm-hmm. you know, living environments, child rearing where you're not beholden to a father and a single father and a mother. Mm-hmm. And then breaking down like every traditional institution that exists in American society, only then will the patriarchy be overthrown. Mm-hmm. And they're a little more radical because these were the people that, you know, obviously they actually came up in Britain, brought it to the United States and were kind of rejected overwhelmingly because America's Puritan still at its heart and not ready for that kind of stuff. But, you know, they still fight for it today.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, some of that, and I obviously haven't met that poor sappy yet. Or maybe I have.
Rob
Kimmel
says,
yet.
Heaven help that poor sap.
Yeah. But I just think, honestly, some of it's like people, again, it's almost just like with everything, we have to stop going from one extreme to the next. Because where those women were being oppressed in certain ways, and there was horrible things that could be inflicted on them and affect their whole life. Exactly. So that's crazy. And you don't want to go through that. Yeah. Come out of that. But then it's like, we don't have to go so far that we go the other way. And I think if you're like myself, I'm a single mom. I'm both, you know what I mean? I do whatever I have to do. I am both parts. I don't even really consider it, you know? Yeah, totally.
That's why you're always fucking
Caitlyn
yourself.
Jenner.
Yes.
Explains why it's so wet.
Gross. Moist.
But it's like, I don't know. Those women, I don't know. If I were to get married, it's just a teamwork, right?
I'm ready.
Can you have two completely full-on leaders? No, you cannot. So if you're married, I do believe in traditional gender roles, and it doesn't mean you have to stay within that guideline, but that's your main role, and then you help out as needed. The man's main role is to be the provider, and you know what? If you need help around the
oppressor.
House, he should help. But
now you're pressing men.
You know, even if women work, their main job, and you know, in my opinion, and it doesn't mean it's always that way. Obviously, circumstances are different.
You wouldn't legislate that onto other people.
I wouldn't legislate it, but I'm just saying it's like a typical observation. It's like, you know, you're going to be good at certain things. Everybody has their strengths and their weaknesses.
You are such a patriarchy.
It's like, well, I'm just saying, I know there's good things. It doesn't mean the woman can't also provide income and do certain things, but then it's like, you know what? She has the children. There's a reason. It's like your main goal should be, if you have children, you know, your that's your main focus. If you know what I mean?
Nature versus nurture.
Yeah, your main job is to do the dishes and to take care of the house. Now, your guy should help out and have his chores, but that's your main job, and his main job is to take care of the main portion of the bills. Now, if you're the breadwinner, then it's the opposite, and that's totally fine.
And that's what society is slowly moving towards. Women earning the majority of college degrees.
But somebody, no matter men's what,
men's levels dropping to half of what our grandfathers were.
Those roles are going
to
be... You.
No,
those
seriously.
Roles are there, and it's like, if I were married, and especially when there are children involved, I'm going to have to, I would look to my, unless I was just far more dominant than my husband, but I would have already eaten him.
I suspect that's going to be the case.
I would eat him and he would be dead.
Yeah.
I would have eaten him though, so then he's gone.
Oh, you're going to eat me.
But it's like,
you're going to meet me and give me $700 and you're going to like it.
Meet me out back. I would look to him to be the leader of the, you know what I mean, of the relationship
Alpha.
And of everything. Yes.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to tell him what I think and he shouldn't consider what I think and we shouldn't come to a conclusion together, but it's like...
You're going to listen, but you're going to arrive at your conclusion.
Somebody has to be the chief and somebody has to be the Indian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so...
There's not room for constant butting of heads.
And it can be okay for whoever. Now, for me, I, you know, that would... What is what I envision. It may not be that way. I am pretty dominant. I have high testosterone. I really do. I can grow a mustache in a day.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Can you please take your hand off my penis now?
No, I know. That's not my hair. That's my hand. It's my pussy
hair. Do you
want
to touch mine?
It's just grown right out like a beanstalk.
Oh, God.
So it is. I'm like Chewbacca.
Yeah, baby.
She just took her top
Sasquatch.
Off. And it looks, she's got more hamburger meat than I do.
Yes. flexed on these hoes. So
she's called us hoes, dude.
I know.
Yeah. So I just think like somebody.
Accurate.
But if I get upset and say, well, I can't live like that. I can't just like my husband just can't be the decider of our family. Well, somebody has to be. You know what I mean? Or else you're going to be going in a different direction.
It's warring, constant tug of war all the time.
It's not supposed to be
like the label.
That's a very traditional Christian patriarchal worldview. But like the
cis shitlord, really.
But I'm open to. Obviously, it can go other ways.
But here's the thing: like it's never
a dynamic.
Like when I was married, it was very much that way. But it wasn't
every marriage. The woman is usually the decider.
Right.
That's what always shocked me. Is that what exactly are they being oppressed from when the woman is traditionally
That's
in
right.
the family role, the decider all the time?
We have a friend who
always.
We have a friend who there's a party for Bittner's weight loss tomorrow night, and the guy was like, "Can you tag my wife in this event so she knows about it so I can go?"
Who was it?
Rodney.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't think it was as weak as
I'm
making
it.
No,
you're not. Rodney Binker's one of the all-time
great
guys.
But what I'm saying is like when I was married, it was very much that way. But it's not like, listen, bitch, you're going to do what I tell you to do.
Exactly.
It was long
That's
conversation.
That's the vast minority.
It was the long conversation. It was the long conversation and you're both giving input. And at the end of the day, you just go, here's what I think we should do. And she'd go, okay.
And traditionally, the woman's manipulating you to let you think it was your idea anyway.
Well, that's, you know, that's maybe your experience, Greg,
yeah.
with women, but...
That's my observation with...
But my thing is...
That's my observation tonight in the hidden hour, for sure.
But, I mean, my thing is, too, like, if you don't like it, that's your fault. So if your husband doesn't give you an input,
mm-hmm.
bitch, why are you married?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It is more stressful because the decider's the one doing all, you know, you are doing...
Oh, being the decider, but
that's the hard
just
part.
It. See, that's why women typically, especially in a marriage, women are the decider because the man, again, and this is through relationships I've been in, he's been making decisions all day. He's been working a harder job than me because I
You've
date older
cooking.
Men. So, you know, he's been working really hard all day, making decisions, blah, blah, blah. And it's
Having
like when they
on.
Come home, yeah, when they come home, they just want to be. And that's understandable. And that's why you have to find a partner who wants to help make your life better and create a life together instead of that friction of just always going back and forth of like, well, you're not going to, I'm going to insist this happens. You're not going to get that. Like,
that's a horrible
It's out of spite.
Yeah.
It's like all of my ex relationships.
That's an abusive relationship.
It's like when something
right.
happens that I don't like, well, now guess what? This is what I'm going to do. And now, oh, yeah, oh, that's
this
what you're handling.
System.
That's how you handled that. Well, guess what? And then mm-hmm. it just keeps going. And then,
scorecard.
Please respond or I'm going to.
Well, yeah. And then it's just like, well, okay, well, we have so much, you know, space between us. Well, now I'm just going to make more space. How do you like that? Oh, you're fine with it. Okay. Well, now we're, you know what I mean?
It's a game of chicken.
And it's, yeah, but it's like, but it, all it does is drive you further apart. And it's like, you're obviously, not two people that are going to be working on something to begin with. Get away.
Yeah. Yeah. Two people that, you know, try to evade.
People, yeah. People just have to start being more pragmatic, I think.
I think, you know, a lot of feminism, though, is almost exclusively to the public sphere, you know, media, press, whatever, and then the work environment.
Yeah, it's what we...
And, you know, it is definitely a white male-dominated culture. Mm-hmm. That is just it. That's the system. Really? We still haven't had a woman president.
Okay. That doesn't... Okay, there hasn't been a woman president, but does that mean society is the white men are just so blah, blah? No.
No, it's a Guess pattern. What? It's not a cause.
It is, but I mean, but that's also, that's at the surface, because just like in the marriage, who's pulling those strings?
Clearly that Hillary. She was president under Bill.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean,
he was busy doing other things.
I'm pretty sure that she and Donald Trump are the same person, but that's a whole nother
story. How dare
story.
You talk about God Emperor Trump like that?
Right? That's a whole nother story.
I'm kind of with her.
No, I mean,
so many photos. I'm like, were they in the same room?
They've known each other forever.
Yeah.
And they
were actually really friendly at the inauguration.
They actually do have very similar personalities.
Oh, no, she doesn't go. Mm-mm. Now, if you've ever read Joe Klein's, what was that book? Politically...
Oh, Primary Colors.
Primary Colors. She had a good time on the campaign trail in 92 with a lot of female staffers.
Yeah. She was checking
she's
up.
She's really a man. Does that surprise anyone?
Oh, she has the balls.
Oh God. Yeah. She's
Bill's
the
just
dick,
the charming
balls?
Guy. He's like the prince out there, charming everybody, well-liked by everybody.
Right.
You know, yeah, we need like, you to break this, you know, gridlock. Oh, hey, I feel your pain.
She's like the wicked queen in a Disney movie. And he's just like the smoke and mirrors. Like, yeah, when they get home, it's like he just slinks down into nothing. He's nothing but like a little peanut.
Well, he's just out. He's out chasing around interns in Georgetown at Mr. Smith's. And, you know,
well, the fact that anyone would even fuck him is just sad for those women. Yeah.
They're
still
hound.
Fucking him, though. That's what's sad.
You're telling me you're not attracted to Bill Clinton?
God, no.
Every woman I know has said that they...
No. Yeah,
wow.
But that's because
what
you
about
know
Trump?
What? You know, no, I'm not attracted to him. He's not attractive. Now does his now for Trump, is there a money and a power? Is there something there? Not again, it's not a sexual attraction, but there is a money and a power thing that just is like a intrigue. Yeah, it's money and power. It's like, oh, I'm a man too. I like money and power. But Bill Clinton, oh my gosh, no, he's so gross. And
that's the first woman I've ever heard that from.
Women are so like, again, it's their how uncomfortable they are with their sexuality, but they're just like, oh, Bill, they've heard like that wild shit about Bill. They're like, yeah, let me get some of that. And that's because they are just weird. They don't know how to masturbate.
That's the result. That's she just hit the core of all of America's problems.
It's like, honey, you don't even know how that thing works.
We have a lack of knowledge around masturbation.
Yeah. You got to get in there.
We need an awareness or a pack.
Now, as the host of this show, the person who drives the bus and manages the conversation.
While we're in the back like Rosa?
I have a choice to make.
I've gone rogue.
I have a choice to make. Two paths are diverging in the woods. Which path shall we take, Greg? Shall we have her explain the proper masturbation techniques?
No.
Or should we move on to a different
subject? Well, find what makes you come. That's like everybody's different.
It's libertarian.
Well, that's great because it's you. That's what makes me come.
That's not
ejaculate, men, all at once. I've given you the word.
I'm going to need you to be in the room and duct taped and never leave. Is that an issue?
Greg, I'll ask you to leave now. We're going to finish this podcast without you.
Part two.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I think every feminist that, you know, reads The Atlantic or Slate or, you know, The Vox or any news outlet like that, or New York Times even, would be outraged by what Miranda said. Because she isn't assigning blame, and they would claim she's ignorant of the system she can't even see, and therefore she's perpetuating it by not blaming it.
I'm honestly completely shocked that she said what she said, because Miranda, to me, is a very dominant woman. That's part of the reason I invited her on this episode, is because...
You told me she was a feminist, and I'm over here fighting for women's rights.
Well, I didn't say she was a feminist. Like, Miranda has a very independent view of how things... Like I said at the beginning of the episode.
I'm a strong black businessman.
You are.
But that's just it. It's like, honestly... Yeah, I do. I take care of myself. I take care of my daughter. I've done it since I was 17 on my own. I've started out super poor. I'm still mildly poor.
You're doing all right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have stuff. I don't have
money.
Want
to go to Edinburgh Lowe's?
Yeah.
Let's do it. It's on me, you guys. Lobster dinners for everybody. But, you know, it's like, honestly, but that's just it. It's like, you know, I have my own beliefs of how I think things should work or could work. And that's just it. It doesn't define me. It doesn't hurt me that somebody else.
It never occurs to you to make
way.
A comparison or assign blame.
Well,
no, because
which is really
I've
odd.
Seen so many people do that, especially in my life growing up, and it's like they are all still living that same shitty life, and that's just what they do to get people to give them stuff or just whatever. I prefer panhandling topless. So
that's a crime.
But I mean, you know, I just realized like, okay, you can sit around and do that, but it's not working. So I'm like, what can I do to get somewhere? What do I want? How do I get there? Because again, just sitting around complaining doesn't get you anywhere.
Well, and like you
it
have
gets the, you a protest in Washington, D.C.
You have the freedom to choose. You know, and you are, you and most women in this day and age are blessed with the opportunity to make choices in their life, where if you go back 100 years ago, women were not able to make choices. I mean, when we talk about Sharia law, a lot of shit that's going on in Saudi Arabia wasn't that much farther
away.
There was
a group of school children of girls that were locked in a church or at a mosque or a school that weren't allowed to leave because it was on fire because they were improperly dressed, so they burned alive.
Yes.
That's horrible.
That's oppression.
But the average life for a woman in Saudi Arabia today is not that much different than an Irish immigrant 120 years ago. It isn't that much different. Like, women... And here's what I hate so much about the left is that there's never any acknowledgement to how much better things are as a society.
That's a concession. They'll never give one.
Right. And so both the extreme right and the extreme left and even extreme libertarians will take the worst case scenario, caricaturize that, and then craft all of their ideas and arguments and talking points around
that. That's the starting point for every
argument.
It's
what humans have evolved to do.
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
The basis of comedy is you create a character and then you play off of that character. Like my character, if you go on Facebook and look up Larry Daniels - American Patriot, like that is a character that I have crafted. And so like Rob was like, you know, could you get, Rob in chat today was like, do you think Miranda would sleep with Larry? And I said, I don't know. Larry would never do it because the basis of the character is that Larry is going to wait until he is married. Unfortunately, he's in his 60s and he's not been married. So
he has fibromyalgia.
He takes care of his mother. And so I have rules for this character.
He takes care of his mother?
He takes care of his mother, yes.
Larry and I had a little bullying incident today.
You were very mean to Larry on Facebook today. And Larry called you out and he just said, listen, I don't like internet bullies.
He just said bully, all caps.
He also is confused. And if anybody could go on that Facebook page and help him explain this meme, he wasn't really sure what this meme meant. So he asked his Facebook fans to help. Again, that's Larry Daniels, American Patriot. And it's a picture of Trump. And he just wrote, I don't understand this picture. Can someone explain this to me? And it says, you know the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean? I've never had a garbanzo bean on my face.
That's an alternative fact. Trump has never had a chickpea on his face.
Well,
he's
see,
not R. Kelly.
Fake news.
Larry,
boom. He does the ping.
Larry just didn't understand that meme. So if anybody could help him out, that'd be great. So
don't ask his mother; she's busy.
But yeah, again, there's the rules of the character, and so these caricaturists. Like when I was talking to an ex-girlfriend of mine on Facebook about these rallies, she went to Washington D.C. and it's just like she has created scenarios for every poor black woman that has five children and she's living off of the system and. She is sticking up for that woman and making sure that all of her rights are cared for.
Just so long as she doesn't have to see her.
Right. And she's making sure that she's okay, even though she's never met anybody like that and doesn't know anybody. You know, like it's...
The hypothetical young black girl that I'm out here being a champion for.
Here's the reality of the situation. Miranda, as a woman, can go and have an abortion whenever she wants. If she were a lesbian and she wanted to get married, she could do it tomorrow. She can make whatever choice about her career that she wants. She is the master of her destiny, just as Greg and I are masters of our destiny. Like,
and hers is white males.
A woman just won the popular vote for the presidency by a pretty wide margin. So there isn't really...
And everyone hated her.
Right. There isn't... Exactly. If it had been a likable woman like Miranda running for president, it would have been a runaway train. But... The reality of the situation is that women have choice as they, and they didn't have that. And yes, you have to maintain that that is, but the reality of the situation is that things are not going to change with abortion. Things are not going to change with gay rights. A lot of these, especially as millennials, have changed the game and have become more socially liberal. These things aren't going to change. They're not going away. So we're really just hyperventilating over nothing. And the level of Trump derangement syndrome is off the charts, and it's just wearing me out.
It is.
I just can't turn on Facebook. Like, you know,
he's either Hitler or he is right. The return of Ronald Reagan. One or the other. There right. is very little in between or nuance.
It's just exhausting. Like, I look at this and I just go, like, the media is freaking out. Local reporters that I follow on Facebook are just having these passionate...
Apparently, mass rapings have been happening all over the United States by one man.
Did you guys know that the president gets to choose every single thing? It's never... No mm-hmm. other president has ever been able to have such power, but now we do.
Right.
I mean... It's just like, it's so weird. It's like, these millennials, nobody taught them about politicians. Like,
right.
Everything Obama said was true. And when it didn't happen, the millennials were disenchanted. It's like,
criticize
him. He told
him.
You what he wanted to do. He's not capable of all that. If you thought he was, you're stupid. And again, people are just like, going crazy.
He was very good on Jimmy Fallon, and so I think I just like everything that he says and does.
President Obama,
Obama. Donald Trump is literally Hitler.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, hey guys, he's a politician, so like we don't need to love him. We don't have to hate him either. He's going to do his thing whether we do any of those.
Well, the scaring people is that he's being very action oriented in pursuing things he promised.
Right.
Yeah.
That scares people again, because they thought. Holy shit, this guy meant what he said.
But everybody takes it out of context. Well, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, he's going to do this and that. Again, it's like, he's not kicking anyone that's here legally out.
Right, that's the frame of reference. Obama is the great deporter in chief. No one has deported more people than President Obama. And so Trump's plans for deportation are actually about 1 million people lower per year than what President Obama actually carried out.
Yeah.
But he cares.
It's like, yeah, these people, I mean, they're just like, they are like taking a generalization and just like, oh my gosh, he's against everybody. Everybody, we're all,
His unpredictableness does him a real disservice. So like, because he is a loose cannon and definitely plays it up and enjoys it, he is so dangerous to the status quo and rocking the boat and never knowing what's going to happen. I mean, he signs an executive order to build the wall and he doesn't technically have that power. You know, and then Chicago, which has had 242 killings last year. And like he threatens to say, if they don't get their act together, I'm going to send in the feds. He doesn't actually have the constitutional authority to do that.
Right.
And like he can't withhold funds to a sanctuary city by placing conditions on it just as president. Otherwise, right. President Obama would have done that all the time.
Oh, people would have been going crazy from years.
Right. And that's the thing is like
they can't.
He doesn't know what he can't do.
Right.
And that doesn't bug him. And that scares people.
Yes, but they're so stupid that because he doesn't know that he can't do it, they don't know it either. They're like, well, he's doing that.
Well, yeah.
But they also...
Well, it's like, yeah, I mean, today people thought that 20% tax was real. It's not real. He let it leak that it was something he was considering with Mexico.
So it's not something he's actually signed into effect at this point?
He can't even do it. No, he's considering it. He sent it out because the Mexican president backed out of a meeting scheduled for next week because he was being adamant about the wall. How they were going to pay for it, which if you look at the finances, it's a no-brainer. Mexico would be the dumbest people on the planet to not pay for the wall. They'd be insane because it would cause an economic depression equivalent of the Great Depression in Mexico, and they would lose so much tax revenue the government would probably be overthrown by drug lords.
Right.
But people won't talk about that.
Right.
But, you know, that's the thing is it's just there's no rationality on the discussion whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's libertarians too. Like, you know, that's, there's a listener that I love to death, Aaron Jones, but he thinks that Donald Trump is Hitler. And a lot of left libertarians think Trump is Hitler. They think he is the return of
Obama was the Antichrist.
Right. I mean, and I was one of those people in 2008.
Oh, I was like, too, oh yeah. Nobody would say a bad word about him. And I don't like that.
Well, he was born in Kenya. Well, by God, I know that.
I know, but nobody
would
say it.
He's a Kenyan socialist.
They won't say it. They won't
talk
about his
aunt
that was here living off of food stamps in Section 8 and blah, blah, blah. And he got her naturalized. We won't talk about that.
You voted for John McCain living in Section 8?
Oh, dude, I never lived in Section 8.
Oh, that's what you just said.
No, that's Obama. No, he had it. Obama had an aunt who was living in Chicago off of Section 8, food stamps, just all that.
Acorn, and then he had an uncle he wouldn't talk to in Boston that he had to deport.
Well, he made that hoe natural. I don't know.
And then there's Malik Obama, and who's what, best Obama that voted for Trump.
But yeah, no, I'm just like, honestly, it's so crazy. And, you know, I think with any president, there's going to be ups and downs and people are just stupid. But for women to be in such an uproar, first of all, Donald Trump likes women.
Yeah. Quit free bleeding everywhere, ladies.
Thanks. First Megyn of Kelly. All. Second of all, yeah, use a tampon or a diva cup. And
what's a diva cup?
It's gross. We'll talk about it one second. So weird.
It's basically just a cup that
it's
collects
a cup,
all your...
You put it up in your vagina and it just collects...
It's like a rain but system? I'm like,
yes.
Yeah. But could you imagine the smell?
Ugh.
Mm.
I no, can't... I don't want I don't, to. I don't really know much about... But the smell of tampons, but I imagine that's not great either.
You put it in a wineskin and sell it?
I just think no matter who, I think the people that are being the most oppressed right now are people that are poor,
mm-hmm.
poverty, people that, again, where I, the neighborhoods that I grew up in, my problem getting out of that neighborhood or just getting out of being a crack hoe or any of that wasn't that I was a woman. It was that I was poor and that I didn't mm-hmm. have any supervision. So it's like, you know, there are no excuses like you say. It's like, you know what? I've managed to make a life. I live in Fishers. My daughter has a decent home. She goes to a good school.
You live like downtown too,
she
in the trendy
has.
Part.
Yeah.
It's like a sushi place
Mama
next door.
Mama lives in the high rent area. And so.
Hell yeah.
It's like, you know, nobody can tell me that, you know what I mean? It's like that things are just a certain way and it's a women or whatever. It's like, you know, actually the people that are given the least opportunities are the poor, just general poor people coming out. It doesn't matter if you're white, Mexican, black. We were all given no opportunities straight up. Now, lucky
you can't
for me,
even see
I
it.
Was an
like,
attractive
you don't even know
woman.
What it looks like. You know, the pathway
Mary Tyler
isn't...
Moore paved my path.
You have hot woman privilege. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but I was still, you know what I mean? I was white.
She
trashy.
Perpetuates
I
the patriarchy by exploiting it.
I could have been a cashmere outside. How about that?
Yeah.
You know
don't
what I
lie.
Mean?
You were.
Oh, I was.
You said that you went in the smoking girl's bathroom.
Oh, I was in that smoking bathroom all the time. But oh, yeah. I would get my fingernails going and a finger in a face. And oh, no, you didn't.
Three snaps in the form of a Z.
Nah, bitch. So, yeah, I would. I could get real. I can get real ratchet. I do. I keeps it pretty. Clean since my parole officer told me.
You speak white well.
I know.
She can speak all of the languages.
No, I mean it's I don't know what you do. I mean the greatest policy for poverty is school choice, you know, and that's Trump's education picks. Betsy DeVos is so great, even though she comes off as Sarah Palin, you know, with a lobotomy. You know, she supports the right policy and she's unapologetic about it and doesn't flinch. So that's the right choice. You give Miranda Barnett at what, 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
a voucher to get to go to any school you want. Granted, every parental, you know, every family situation is different. So a lot of times it won't be taken advantage of anyway, because they don't care. But if it even helps one person and breaks the cycle, it's worth it to me. You know, you're going to have to do some things to address transportation to make it so they can get, you know, to the school of their choice and back. But if it even helps one kid and breaks that cycle, it's better than the alternative. Because the community, the argument that the communities, you're harming them, the communities are already sunk.
Well, yeah, but see, I don't know. I mean, I understand, I think, where your idea is coming from. But when I think about the middle schools, I went to a few different middle schools, the schools that I went to, and I think about the students that I remember being good students, and most of them were in excelled class, you know what I mean? So they were in classes together. All those kids were always together.
Mm-hmm.
They're all friends
laughing
now.
Laughing at you,
so,
judging,
yeah.
Eating lunch together.
But I'm skinnier than they are. And so,
God, I love her.
But those, you know, those kids,
so
they
petty.
All have decent jobs and they're all, you know, they're all doing their thing now. Whereas
they don't live at
116. All the rest of us, no, they don't. Single mom style either.
Somebody's at 79th and Benford, bitch.
Yeah. Somebody's got an Indianapolis zip code.
Fishers is
trash.
Fishers is an up and coming suburb of Indianapolis.
It's where, yeah, Jeff Vibbert's from.
Right.
We don't even have litter. People care in my neighborhood.
Right. It's
the,
very clean.
Fishers trucks. No, the Fishers Department of works or whatever comes out in the morning time, and they literally, you just see those guys stopped and they get
the easy grabs for old people.
Yeah. And they have like animal scoopers and they just drive around and clean it up.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad. I litter all day. I'm like, you know what? That's job security.
It's job creation. You're creating a job to help the poor to pick up your trash.
I litter in places I didn't see those guys before.
Well, you want them to hire another one.
That's right.
Another one.
Get my yard boys out there.
You just like to catcall them, don't you?
I do. No way. I wait for them to get out of their trucks. Oh my gosh. I mounted a truck in the parking lot at the bar the other night. Okay. This truck comes through.
She loves big trucks.
Love it.
Oh my God.
This big ass Sierra, big tires, bolt-on wheel covers, just everything I love. And so the guy stops. He's talking to the guy that works in the parking lot. And I'm just like, I'm at the tire just rubbing my boobs and like rubbing my butt. And I like had my leg up humping and I'm just going crazy. And I'm just like,
I always do this. It's not weird.
Yeah. And he's kind of like, he's trying to act like it wasn't a big deal because he wanted me to keep going. And so then I go to the back and I climb up the back tire into the back of his truck.
Trespassing.
And then I'm like, ooh, looking around. And then I climb on, then I'm just like laying on the side of the back and like one leg on each side, just straddling it. But yeah. Laying down, and then I sat up.
Oh, like a surfboard.
Oh yeah, I was doing everything. And then I climbed onto the bolt-on wheel cover. It was so big that I was able to twerk with my knees on the bolt-on wheel cover, like my body was resting on the wheel cover, and I was shaking my ass. I might be on World Star Hip Hop.
Was it a dually?
I mean, if you were to recreate that moment, you're free to do that.
God.
We don't have a wheel cover that big.
Well, yeah, and I'm not wearing a dress because you have to have full booty movement, but I am wearing a bodysuit.
That's all right. You can take your pants off.
I'm wearing a bodysuit, but I don't have underwear on and it is white.
Feminism.
Don't throw any water.
Don't
at
force
me.
It on her. Don't perpetuate the patriarchy.
Yeah.
I love
See,
Miranda.
I'm just over here being a victim as I take every last dollar these men have.
That's true. Over. You are a bit of a thief. Typically, libertarians don't actively identify as thieves.
I am a panhandler. Thank you.
Is that what it's called?
That's what my new thing
is. I call
is.
It
That's
sleight of hand.
That's what I just discovered. Topless panhandler.
I've seen Ocean's 11. There's
money.
A distraction over here, and then they take the money from over there.
No, I just go around and straight ask for it.
So,
want to have a steak?
I don't want the fucking steak. I asked for money, motherfucker.
Straight cash on.
Do I look like I want to eat food? I want to buy drugs.
I need my Adderall.
Yes, mama needs it.
That's like everybody's favorite thing. Apparently.
So,
do you know who are those people? Can they get any?
So, Miranda, Tanner was supposed to be with us tonight. So.
He got a date wrong. It's going to be next Wednesday.
Yeah.
He thought it was next Wednesday.
I just said, like, I haven't used that one before. Every time I come, I all know it an hour before the event even happens. So I'll just be like, yeah, I'm going to have to use the old, I thought it was next week. Or now, sometimes I'm an
bitch.
Hour late now, and I'll just be like, you mean it didn't start at 8?
Now, you were supposed to open for one of our live shows at one point.
Yes.
Now, did you flake on us or did you have
a
legitimate emergency?
No, my daughter
emergency?
Was in the ER.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, that
Oh,
was,
really? Your phone
yeah.
died too?
It actually did. Not he didn't know that, but it actually was dying the whole time.
I bet
time.
It did.
What happened? I didn't hear what
Her
you said.
Her phone died and
My
someone had to be
dying.
In the ER and then she
oh,
couldn't
gosh,
show up.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that before.
I'd be fine if she flaked, but I'm just asking.
Well, no, but yeah, I mean, when I flake though, that's just it's like I have a moral code. I wouldn't use the daughter in the ER. Unless I put her there.
It's a fictional son.
If I'm like, you know, this bitch was wild and I had to put her in the ER.
So
I might say that.
I'm ratchet.
Tanner is our correspondent that we were going to send to the inauguration. He did go out to the inauguration. His phone, he dropped it in a cup of coffee on the way out there and I feel so bad for him because he
like
felt
this.
This was his moment, and
he felt so bad. He said it worried him the whole time, which made me feel bad.
Why you didn't even remember meeting him?
Did you pay for that phone?
No, but I was just
lying.
Like, no, Tanner, the best case scenario that could, like,
he literally is talking to him on the podcast and goes, have we met? We've met many times.
And I
he
was
said,
like,
oh yeah, you told me, get out of the way, kid.
Yeah. So Tanner, his phone broke and so he couldn't do reporting like he'd wanted to. And so, it ended up being exactly what I wanted, which was hilarious. And so
up in smoke.
All he could post was Phone fucked. And so we tried. And so he was supposed to come here, and he was going to. And so he's a 20-year-old pothead from Henry County. He's never
college junior in political
science. I'm a 32-year-old pothead from Marion County.
Yeah, but he's never seen anybody.
I'll be 32 in June.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's never seen anybody that looks like Miranda. I guarantee it.
Is that why you guys gave me all that money to climb around on him naked, but now he's not here, so he can't experience that?
Don't think we're not getting that back.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. I left something in my car.
And so my instructions to Miranda were, you know, if you want to wear something low cut.
You said that.
I absolutely did.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't hold back with me. We're close.
We're very close. And so because I wanted to completely distract Tanner the whole time with
Invite Tanner at all.
I did invite Tanner because that's very distracting, is it not, Greg?
It is.
I didn't even pull him out.
Well, and so
I had to do it at just the right moment. I got to catch him off guard.
Her sternum had epilepsy and started shaking. So went into shock.
The joke was just that, like, Tanner would be distracted the whole time because he would be. The joke is that I distracted myself the whole time. I've been distracted the whole time.
The entire time.
Well, that's a good...
What do you mean?
That's a good mic stand. That's
it is.
You had a good doctor.
Yeah. No, he was the best. Dr. Akers, my plastic surgery group, Carmel, Indiana.
Oh, you ventured over to Carmel.
Getting half
gosh,
off.
Yeah. No, I don't get anything off.
You don't really want to get half off on plastic surgery.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you don't want the twofer. That ain't good.
Did you get BOGO on those?
No, I actually just got roofied an anal.
Oh my God, that's aggressive.
That is the twofer.
Yeah. So. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I did get the old twofer.
I'm very distracted right now, Greg.
Are you?
I'm very distracted.
Hold my microphone. Yeah, here we go.
It does feel a little bit like Private Parts.
It's just like Howard Stern. Of their own when Madonna, you know, and her shirt came open like, hey guys, what if I unbutton my blouse just so, like, you know, my breasts would just become exposed at some time.
We're having a wardrobe malfunction in the studio here.
Oh my gosh.
This has never happened before.
I have a front clasping bra, so it's easy access.
Here, I feel like I should do this. There you go.
Yes, nipple party.
This is our first ever topless episode. Take your shirt off.
The patriarchy is really strong in this room.
We've ruined it. It's the patriarchy is completely broken.
Mama does what she wants.
We're going to get so many hate letters.
Are we?
Hate mail. Hate. I can't even speak, Greg.
But when you guys are thinking of my boobs in your face, you're not going to care.
She is insane.
Keep that mail coming.
She just shamed him.
Please go to Miranda's Facebook page and send her the hate mail.
Yeah.
Don't.
Like my photos where I'm in bathing suits looking for compliments and money.
Don't do that if you have a girlfriend.
Oh.
Or do it and I'll make that hoe jealous.
Can we talk
and you
about
can
that?
Throw me
I got caught doing that once, but it was because Aaron changed a Snapchat language and that went over. And it happened to be while I was going to the restroom at like 3 a.m. That turned out to be a really brutal next morning.
Are you mad that I was Snapchatting you, my pussy?
Oh, my goodness. You never did that, did you?
I never liked your cat. Greg it was very hairy.
Greg doesn't even have Snapchat, but
I don't. He's not even on my Snapchat.
I don't because it's like you said. You're overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by notifications. Like the notifications are out of control on social
Snapchat,
media.
I like Snapchat though. Just I don't ever care about anybody else's stuff. I just like to know who watched my videos.
Yeah,
I know that every time I get anything involving Miranda on social media or through a text message or notification, I'm probably in trouble.
Not safe for work. Don't open it. And
you had to unfriend.
I had to unfriend her.
You unbeknownst to me, you didn't say anything to me. And
I
so
couldn't.
No, because I said something to you. Because when I got the friend request from you recently, I was like, hey, I said, that's really weird. I said,
you had this habit of making everything a heart.
Yeah. Because she's a big fan of the show.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love everything. Oh, okay, yeah. I love your memes.
And she shared everything. And so
profile pictures, whatever it was. And then it turned into on the drive over here one night. It was.
And it doesn't.
If she's at the next one, I'm going to punch her in the face. And I was like, well, I think that would go poorly for you.
That would be a sad day for her.
That's what I thought. I was
I know grown men. I know grown men that don't want to fucking make that mistake.
And so, well, so then I did. I unfriended you, but then I had Greg Lenz. And Aaron had said, you had gone out to do like a dinner or whatever. And then Aaron changed it like, oh, I can't wait for somebody to hold my hair. Like he changed the Snapchat language. And I liked that. Son of a bitch, if I didn't get caught on a separate profile in a comment
on someone shot.
Not friends with.
Oh,
and then I just woke up to like screenshots of every interaction ever. And I was like,
brutal.
That's I like her crazy style, though.
Yeah.
She real crazy.
Honestly.
And I'm crazy.
Honestly, like hearing how crazy that is, I'm kind of into it. Can I violate the bro code?
You already have.
Will she hang out with me though?
I asked for permission with her.
Do you think it's too late for us to be friends?
I asked for permission three times. So
I don't ever take that. I take that as a challenge.
So yeah, well, I had no idea that this situation was going on, and so I invited Miranda to open up.
At
Morty's for us. I had no idea that there was a situation going on. And so,
well, I couldn't go to the pool party.
So there, because Miranda was invited,
you
RSVP.
I know. And otherwise, I could have gone.
Ruining shit for everybody.
And I just kept saying, like, "There's no way she's going to show up because she never shows up."
It's such a far drive, though. I kept wanting to come, right? But.
And so I didn't know that there was an issue.
I didn't either.
And
I would have been there.
I invited you, and like,
I didn't get to go.
And I just said, "Hey, did you unfriend Miranda?" He explained the whole situation. I go, "Hey, I didn't realize that I didn't ask you about inviting Miranda to open for us. I hope that didn't cause any problems."
Want to bet how much that was believed that my co-host never asked me about booking an opener at a comedy club.
I
would have never been involved in that conversation. That doesn't sound like that would have been a believable excuse, does it?
No, it's totally the reality.
It's fact.
Not to a bitch that's got your bunny in a pot on the stove.
Imagine how hard of a sell that is.
That's a real hard sell.
Whatever, Mrs. Hart. I could post Hitler did nothing wrong, Hart.
I just think like Miranda loves our show. She loves the audience.
I've been fucking up relationships since 1985.
I had been talking to her that day, and I said, "Hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to come and open for us?" And then I was like, "I probably should have cleared that with Greg, but he won't mind. He loves Miranda."
Well, if you just had not included it on the invite you sent out.
Well, I was trying to get her publicity.
Yeah, no, I want to help her career.
Yeah,
the invite where I had my hand on both your crotches.
Yeah, right. Well, the hand job photo that we sent out with the invite probably didn't help.
You know what? Seeing. Turns out that was more influential than the hearts.
So, yeah, man. What is it with women?
Yeah, thanks for ruining my summer, by the way. I appreciate that.
Kept you on lockdown.
Why are you all crazy? What is up?
Oh, it's just in our makeup. We're crazy. It's
if things get too stable, they have to do something to offset things.
It's just we crazy all around. I don't know. Yeah.
And why do I love it so much?
I know. It's like, it's fun. It's like, you never know what's going to happen.
Right. Yeah. I don't want boring. The second I meet a girl who is a nice girl, who is a sweet girl, who...
That's what you got to watch for. Have you seen Gone Girl?
No. Who treats me well.
Emily Ratajkowski?
I meet women who are like nice Christian girls who would be good influences on me, who would treat me right, who
cook
would
for you,
never do me wrong, want to spend time with me, want to treat
build
me
you
right.
Up.
And I'm just like, I can't do this. I can't.
She's so basic.
Wonder what Miranda's up to. I need a girl who might smother me in my sleep. I need to know if I'm gonna.
She has the wedding crasher call. I'd find you.
Yes.
Like. Oh, the eyes too, for sure.
Go check out our Instagram. We've got some photos. Not the photos that you want to see of Miranda, but if you send her and ask for nudes, maybe she'll send you some. Yeah, yeah. So hit her. But I'll find you.
Say I can't believe my.
I'll find you.
Oh yeah. God.
So yeah, I mean, it's
crazy pussy's the best kind.
It's so.
I'm
true,
living
though.
Proof.
It's so true. The crazy hot scale is real.
Oh, that's, yeah.
You know what the crazy hot scale is?
I live it every day.
You're right at the top. So yeah. If you don't know what the crazy hot scale is, go
on
out.
The axis.
Look on YouTube and look for the crazy hot scale. And basically, you know, your nice girls who are going to treat you right, they're down on the, you know, they're fours. And if you want to get up to the tens, you're going to have to deal with some bullshit.
Bipolar
right,
sets in around 975. Oh,
yeah. What's the craziest, what's the craziest you've ever gone on a guy? Like, tell us the level of your crazy.
Well, the guy that used to beat on me, I mean, like, yeah, one time he headbutted me, and I just remember, like, he headbutted me hard, and I fell down, and as soon as I could, I just, like, scrambled myself off the ground, and I jumped on his back, just hitting, going
spider
crazy.
Monkey.
Yeah, spider monkey, just going fucking crazy. Now, that was obviously the most extreme ratchet version. Well, I'm not. I mean,
damn.
What's
I was
extreme?
That was,
that's,
okay.
That's
what
tame.
Did you say? That's
best not, in
but
show.
I mean, that was like, because, you know, there's like violence and stuff, but like.
I don't want violence. Let's I want like go. Memorable crazy.
Yeah. I mean, all I've done
is. Like
some
you
good
reported
stuff,
him
though.
To Department of Homeland Security as a known terrorist while flying
that
to
was
Orlando.
So classic.
I know, honestly. And I'm taking a trip in March. And
I'm not doing it.
I'm not telling anybody when. No, yeah. I'm not worried about you.
I won't do it.
Because you have standards. It's Colin Schaefer or some other dumbass out there.
John Upton,
yeah,
Amir.
That will do it.
See, but see, okay, here's my thing. I don't like to go to jail. So I could
have you
get,
been?
No.
You've
no.
Never?
Never?
Well, whoa.
As a youngster.
Up.
As a young, as like a. Okay.
Underage.
Yeah, under, minor I've been to the juvenile, but never like
you've
overnight.
You've been to juvie?
Never like overnight, just
like
in
an
holding.
Extended stay hotel.
Just like in holding, like you got to wait for your.
Oh,
grandma
you're
to come
in the processing
you.
Center,
straight.
Bush League.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to wait for your grandma to come get you, and then
call your parents and
but
start crying.
They don't
crying.
Tell you
wait
that anybody's
minute.
Coming.
Your grandma, not your mom. I'm surprised.
My mom was sucking dick for crack. She was busy.
Well, that got real.
Single.
Bitch was busy.
Yeah, Craig wants to know if she's available.
Yes. But no, what's seriously. And so, but no, so I haven't, but it's like, I have a fear of jail. So I don't like, I try to remove myself from a situation before I wild out. Cause I know my potential of crazy.
Before I wild out.
Right.
So my ex though, again, he's also very just kind of like mild and tame and stuff. So it's like, I can remember a few times, like when I would get really shitty and go off, he didn't want to like listen to it. So one time
I bet that's delightful.
I was out. Yeah. I was outside of his house. I was just like a little cabin and stuff. So he had a sliding door on his bedroom and there was no curtain there.
Right.
So my scary ass, he tried to be in bed with his dog, like trying to ignore me. I actually ripped the door off of the track.
Oh my God.
And again, I couldn't
like,
get
you're
in.
You're what, 100 pounds?
Broke it off of the thing. So it was like, I could have broken the door to get in if I wanted to. But, and then there was like these big cinder blocks outside and right. I literally picked the cinder block up.
Oh my God.
No, no, I wasn't going to throw it. I just wanted to know, I wanted him to know I could. Like
that's
just
even
know.
More diabolical yeah. Because you thought
I just
to that
picked
level.
It up and held it and looked at him. And she looked
like you're like
so
Carrie
scared.
Underwood on crack.
No, she
he
looked like
so a, scared. He opened the door.
Yeah,
Miranda Lambert. Like, she's like the girl from The Ring, just with her hair down outside the yes. Window, like a crazy person. Oh my gosh!
Good of a blowout. It won't go down like that. I am Miranda Lambert. Like I'm just sitting here eating crazy shit with like crazy hair and like.
I'll find you.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Muffins is.
I'm almost creeped out.
Love you, miss you.
My cat is never. This cat never comes out, but she Muffins is just sitting there.
She's here for the A team.
She's giving us the wink.
She's out there just. She's just watching. She's like I'm gonna learn some.
What is this?
She's learning some
tips.
Come
on, meow.
So. Well, Miranda, I mean, I don't know what we talked about.
We talked about the patriarchy and how she shit all over it. Yeah. You know, the protests in Washington, not a big deal. I mean, they're biggest protests in the history of the United States, especially
absolutely.
Nationwide.
Well, only in terms of actually making an impact.
You're not making an impact?
Wink, wink.
Oh, how dare you turn on your sisters.
Yes.
I just, all I'm ever going to remember is that she took her boobs out.
She did?
Yeah.
Was that today?
If we have any female listeners after this.
We won't.
We won't.
Oh, you guys are going to have the coolest fucking hoes listening to this podcast now?
I hope so. If they don't.
They're pretty ratchet.
Listen.
Aria Torres, Christy Avery.
Oh, God. If you don't.
Oh,
hang.
Yeah.
If you don't find Miranda delightful.
Those are my girls.
Then you don't
or
deserve to live.
Or absolutely petrified.
Listen, gentlemen. Those dream girls out there, this is what you're dreaming about.
That's right. I will suck your dick, make you a sandwich, and stab you in the face.
Right. You'll get
that order too.
You'll get a fire.
Hell yeah.
You'll get a fire BJ and a great sandwich, but you might not live. You might not.
You
make
won't
it to the
care.
More. Right.
I promise.
You're gonna bleed out,
Greg. Please
be the
leave.
Best bleeding
I'm scared
of your life.
To death.
And his dick is still hard.
I'm partying with Lohan at Coachella.
You just enhanced my like he's not into the he wants nice and calm. He looks at me.
Sure,
and
we know his ex.
Right. Well, he
are you judging?
No, yeah.
I'm just saying, crazy pussy's the best kind, guys.
I mean, Greg, she's not wrong.
I can't.
Yeah, he wants it because, again, that's the kind. There's kind of girls you marry, and there's kinds of girls you want to have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not married.
Yeah. Have you ever been married?
No, but I've had sex.
She was engaged, and you guys are due to be wed, and I'm going to do the wedding.
We are.
I have had sex.
We're going to do it at Morty's. I already have the vows for you written, or for her to accept you.
Yeah. Yes. Miranda and I are getting married.
Save the date.
We are getting married at Morty's Comedy Joint. I just
tachos.
I just saw the photo of Miranda. I just saw the photo of Miranda that I put on the Instagram. It's hilarious. You got to go check it out. So yeah, Miranda and I are getting married at Morty's Comedy Joint. It's our favorite place. It's where we met
and made
love for the first time on stage. It was a comedy.
Everyone laughed so hard.
But we're going to have tachos.
There's a lot of crying.
Yep, we're going to have tachos. Tad and Aaron are going to make spicy memes.
Oh, that salsa is real fired up.
Oh, my God. Their burritos are great.
Mm.
And Maya Axton, she's going to be my maid of honor. Niece, he's going to write my vows.
I already wrote them today.
Oh, you...
Well, or no, I wrote them for the wife.
Right, exactly. And
I totally patriarchied and just went ahead and wrote them for the woman.
I'll
she
do whatever
able.
You tell me to. I'm just a little old woman.
Bowers is going to be the stripper coordinator for the reception.
All right.
Mark Rutherford is going to walk me down the aisle. Greg, you wrote the vows. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for this unholy union of fecklessly unfettered faggotry. Do you, Miranda, take this shit poster to be your dank meme provider?
Fuck yeah.
For spicier for saint, meaning...
For richer, for poor.
Right. Meaning you've seen it or you haven't seen it. In old memes and in fresh, so long as you both shall wrestle.
Oh, I do.
Yep.
I should write rom-coms.
This is going to be the craziest 3 months of marriage I've ever had.
I'm going to miss you, buddy, when you're dead.
Oh, she's not the type. No. Miranda is... Listen...
She's like totally tame and civil. This is the first time I've actually seen this side of her ever.
Oh, this is the Miranda I was hoping for tonight.
This is her at her finest.
You've exceeded expectations.
This is also the Miranda I was afraid we'd be getting. So
I'm kind of like, I can't think of her name. Oh shit, I love it. Crazy bitch. I'm not like the blonde lady from Adam's Family Values that marries Uncle Fester. Debbie.
Yeah, so.
What is her name?
Her name's Debbie in the show.
It's always Debbie.
I love her in real life. I cannot think of. Bitch is real crazy.
So, like...
Lindsay Lohan, Amy Winehouse,
R.I.P. Miranda Barnett.
Now, you know I am an expert in crazy women.
You are.
I date exclusively crazy women.
You are a masochist.
The crazier the woman is, the more I fall in love with her.
You are immediately smitten with a... If they're on the spectrum.
Right. So,
of a borderline personality disorder.
I have all of them.
Oh, you've been cheating on me? I completely expected that.
Let me heal you.
Right. I can save you. And so I know my crazy women. Miranda's not the type that... She's not going to kill anybody.
No, she's totally... This is a character.
No, Miranda is the type of woman that wants you to stay alive because she wants to play with you some more.
Yeah, I'm like a cat.
Yeah.
Torturous.
I am a cat lover and I am like a cat.
Oh,
I'm going to play that cat and mouse game.
Yes. Miranda's...
I like to hold them hostage. Yeah. Just looking at them.
See... I've got Miranda's
Buffalo Bill.
Could walk through this path.
That's why we get along. Is I've got her number. I understand exactly what's going on that head of hers.
He does.
Yep.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't kill people because I like to use them as my minion.
Right.
When I get real shitty, I do. That's like honestly, that's where I go. I mean, like, especially on where's my mood. But it's like when somebody makes me angry, my first thought is like. All the really like mean things that I could say that would just fucking annihilate them and just kill them right there. But then I'm like, but what would that get me? What I'm like, okay, what do I really need to get out of this situation? Yeah. Well, no, what do I need from this situation? What am I hoping to gain here?
Death is the second
best
option.
And now what's my path to get there?
I do that too. Like I'm petty as fuck.
Oh,
man.
I'm so fucking petty.
Oh, like let me drag this out. I'm going to just keep this in the back of my memory. And then 9 months from now, I will whip this out and we will play.
I tried to break up with my ex so many times, and I was just like, and then I'd be like, he would do something, I'd be like, I fucking hate him, he is done. Oh, he done.
He does.
And then
I'd be like, AMC,
you know what?
Though.
No, fuck him. I'm about to make this motherfucker do. Oh, he's about to pay for all kinds of stuff. I'm about to just get money from him, do whatever I can. Da, da, da.
This is your ex.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, or just any man I've ever met. But yeah, it's like when they make me mad, I literally, it's like that song that like happened when the 90s, like, you know, like hit 'em up style, you know?
Oh my God, yes. Blue Cantrell.
Yes.
I haven't heard that song since Wreck Night.
What is it?
When
Hit 'em Up Style by Blue Cantrell.
Yeah. Let me find it.
Oh my God. That came out with like I'm Blue and then Chumbawamba, Tub Thumper.
Yeah.
Jamiroquai, Virtual Insanity, Quad City DJs.
Oh my gosh, Quad City DJs.
Skilo, I Wish I Was a Baller.
What is it again?
So hard.
It's Blue Cantrell, Hit 'em Up Style.
Here, I've got Spotify Premium. Fishers.
Moving on up.
To the northeast end.
This isn't Blue Cantrell, Hit 'em Up Style.
It isn't.
All right. Nope, it's a little bit more R&B. Do you know Tracy Chapman? Give me one reason to stay here. she's got it.
I have the iPhone 7, and that happens to me at least once a day.
It gets it wrong?
No, iPhone 7 doesn't have the 3mm jack anymore. So
they took that away?
Yeah, the headphone port. So I got to put in my stupid...
Tim Cook is a moron.
It is so annoying. They did it to make it waterproof.
Here we go.
Here, look, give it here. Oh, I remember this song.
Yep,
yeah,
it was huge.
Yeah.
Right before Blink 182, What's My Age Again?
Yes. When a man makes me angry, I just think, how can I fucking get everything I can from this fucking dick?
I'm having the worst flashbacks to TRL with Carson Daly.
Oh, every day after school, I couldn't wait. Oh my gosh. And it was before I would masturbate, but I would like, with my mind, make love to Justin Timberlake, and he was like air humping that bed. And
what would their songs have been though? Bye Bye Bye? Was that time?
Oh no, it was like Tearing Up My Heart.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. He was like doing the stripper move on his knees, just like going up and
down. He had the Jufro.
Oh, he had the Jufro.
The peroxide blonde Jufro.
I'm going to post on his Facebook page.
Oh my God, Blue Cantrell. Yeah. I haven't heard that. I wonder what she's doing now.
When your man makes you mad, you make him pay.
She got it in Blue the exact Cantrell right spot, style. Too.
Did you listen to No Scrubs by TLC?
Fuck yes. But I mean, all we knew
you
were
strike
Scrubs.
Me as a left eye type.
Yeah, honestly, I'm a Gemini, so I was like all of them. But
I'm kind of all of them. Chili.
Yes. Oh, I was totally a chili. I will just burn your house down in a heartbeat.
Well, that's refreshing.
Yeah.
Well, we run out of gas.
We're sort of just stoking the flames to see how crazy she'll get, yeah. And how scared I'll get it, and how turned on Chris will get.
Oh, I'm
Table lifted up.
6 to midnight.
So much testosterone in this episode.
Most of it is mine.
Yeah.
He has the mustache high tea, though.
Yeah. So
it's like I'm on roids.
You do. You're very testosterone.
I know. I really am. And honestly, I can grow body hair like nobody's business. I swear to God. And the hair on my head is very soft and fine.
Blown out.
It was just a casual blowout I did, but, my mustache isn't real thick. But like my vagina hair is like, I swear to God, like within 12 hours, I mean, it's
five
like
o'clock shadow.
Worse than that. Like, it's like, yeah. And like, even like my bottom of my legs, which it doesn't get crazy,
really,
but it grows fast. Well, not necessarily around the ankle, just like the whole calf. My cousin is like a hippie. She doesn't shave. She could go 2 years and have what I grow in 2 weeks.
What? So what is your ethnic makeup? Because you're very tan.
I like to go with middle-aged white woman over shares, has two cats, will die alone.
So you just tan a lot, right?
Is that? I like a tickle in my throat.
Sorry.
Is that your penis?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like making my eye water.
It has that effect on women.
When she calls herself middle-aged with two cats and die alone, she gets triggered and starts crying.
When I put my penis in a woman's throat, she starts crying.
Slight giggle, but usually it's tears.
Cry laughing is no joke.
What is that irritant? Oh, that's my penis. I apologize. You're on my podcast.
It's just like it's like you put a pipe cleaner in the back of my throat. And it tickled.
She's so literally scratchy. Weeping.
Oh my god, she's literally. Oh, poor baby.
Let her breathe.
Come here.
I'm allergic to cats.
You're allergic to cats.
Oh, that's what it is.
I have two cats though.
She has two cats. See, this is crazy. That's crazy. I'm allergic to cats, but I have two of them. Do you take medicine?
No, because I'm like really crazy here.
I know.
Wow. No, I ever since I bought my carpet cleaner, I haven't had to take the medicine.
I see, man. I have a carpet cleaner. I clean my carpets.
Oh, you're meticulous.
Three times a year.
You could.
Oh, I do it like once a month.
You could eat out of your litter box. Like that's how clean Spangle is.
I don't know about that. That's kind of gross. But
I mean,
oh my god, we have history happening over here. Mittens and Muffins are laying next to each other. They've been fighting since Muffins came to live with us.
And she's.
She literally.
I unite pussies.
You literally healed my cats.
Oh.
You and brought them together.
She's dying.
Yeah, it was just so weird. But like every once in a while, I think I just got like a hair in my throat, maybe.
Hairball?
Yeah. From your mustache.
I licked my cap and got a hairball.
I told you to stop licking yourself.
It's a thicket.
Wow.
Take a drink of water. Come on.
Well, I just drink my coffee.
Okay. All right.
OMG.
I just care about you. I want you to be okay.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird, but.
I've got water here. Do you want some of that?
Oh, look at that big one.
Yeah, you want this big one? Here.
Like I can resist that.
She can't even be
swing and a miss.
She's trying to be gross and perverted, but she can't.
She's having her fasting lemon water.
Yeah.
She's probably got cayenne pepper in it.
We've literally not talked politics in an hour.
Siri,
here.
Am I hungry?
Did you just download the Anorexia app?
Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes.
Okay, I think I'm recovering.
Conclusion, you're feminism right. Over oh. Feminism, outrage, anger, oh. Trump derangement syndrome, overblown.
Right.
All things that come flying out of my vagina.
He's not going to deport you as long
unless
as you're not
illegal.
Raping people and committing crimes as an illegal.
Right.
The chances of him even targeting you as an illegal if you are a law-abiding, quote-unquote, illegal are very low. The wall is going to be paid for by the Mexicans. They've got all the leverage, or we have all the leverage with remittances.
Yeah.
Blocking remittances for 1 year pays for the entire wall and sends them into the Great Depression. And we have a $60 billion trade deficit with the Mexican government, or, you know, Mexico every year. So it's inevitable. They're going to pay for it. They just need to save face and look macho. But yeah, I mean, the Trump outrage is crazy. Yes, his inauguration was less well attended than Barack Obama's. That was transcendent. And plus, D.C. is a bunch of liberals, so of course it's easier to go and flood the thing. Trump is hated by everyone within a 100-mile radius of Washington, D.C., so right. Clearly no one was going to go. You know, it's just a bunch of faux outrage.
Yeah.
The one thing that's the Supreme Court pick he was supposed to announce today, so I'm going to be interested to see. That'll probably come out over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't imagine he'd do it over the weekend, though.
If it's controversial enough, he's going to do it Friday around 4:30.
Really?
He'll do it in the end-of-the-week dump.
But that's not his style. His style is controversy.
In your face.
It is. Yeah. It is, which he might just do it to troll liberals and make them stay on and work late on a Friday. Because he actually had a meeting today with the CEOs of the car companies and other major CEOs, and then Chuck Schumer and the prominent members of the opposition party.
Right.
And they didn't talk politics. They, you know, he just got to know everybody, and they called it a charm offensive.
Hmm.
And Mitch McConnell felt ignored. His own party members felt ignored while Chuck Schumer and him were comparing notes about who they didn't like back in New York.
Good.
And then he started basically the girl that leaked the Access Hollywood video.
Yeah.
He pulled the chair out for her and was very courteous and, you know, made sure to be presidential and said, you know, had her be seated.
The head of the car company leaked it?
Yeah. Or no, she was one who facilitated she passed it on. She was the messenger.
How did they find that out?
Because she was public about it. She was anti-Trump. But he invited her anyway. And so he pulled the chair out for her and made it a big joke.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's done a charm offensive where President Obama didn't talk to any congressional leaders until February.
Nice.
And then he made fun of Paul Ryan.
Well, Miranda, we always give people the opportunity to self-promote, say whatever they like at the end of the podcast. I don't know if you're good at self-promotion.
So you're going to do
girl.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah. Amateur night? Come and see me
It's amateur night slash open mic.
Spirit
cooking.
Yeah, spirit cooking, vagina shots, all of that. It's Morty's. It is on 82nd Street. Starts at 7.
Let's be honest. Bowers would probably be like, eh.
If
did you bring 5 friends home?
Yeah, right.
So if you guys know people, please bring them.
Yep.
Otherwise, I'll just be doing dishes like always.
Yep. What? You don't?
No, I don't.
Thank God.
No. Bowers.
That's a man's job.
I have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Duh.
That's why she had kids.
White privilege. So anyway.
And people can follow you.
Yeah, follow me on Facebook. It's Miranda Barnett. MarandaBarnett.
Yep. And you're Princess Miranda on Instagram.
I am. I don't even know that.
Yeah, I tagged you.
And I also, I never use that. I'm trying to be trending on Twitter, so I'm going to need to get on there a little more.
What is your Snapchat?
My Snapchat is what I'm doing right now. I'm looking it up here. It's Miranda, MARANDA, 1219. Come and see me on the Snapchat, ladies and gentlemen. Keeps it pretty real.
I'll be shit posting an abortion thread, plugging my phone in and holding socks.
Yeah, man.
All day long.
I am
in a bunny filter.
C Spangle, feel free to add me there. And Greg doesn't have it.
I used to have it, and then I don't know. It was too many notifications. I may pick it back up just to see the Vibbert
video.
Turn
the notifications off.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's what I do with my messenger.
I just feel bad. I feel guilt.
Because
then I get texts from like Aaron today getting an important message because I've like turned message, you know.
Right.
I'm like, I'm a bad friend. I wasn't there for a big moment in his life.
I turn off all notifications except text messages.
But you're gear leader.
But I'm inundated.
There's a separation. There's a wall.
Inundated. But I know that, you know, like if somebody needs to get a hold of me, you're going to call me or text me. You know, if I get a text from Greg, I know it's important because Greg never
texts. We have the same policy.
Right. Like we messenger. Okay, that's where we talk. But
strictly because we bonded over Galt's hatred of it.
Right. And so if we need to talk, then if I see a phone call from Greg, it's like
have I done that to you?
Shit's going down.
You've only called me a couple times, but it's like when you called me to see like, hey, are you coming to this thing? And I'm like, no, what?
Oh,
thing?
Yeah, board meetings. Right. This thing. Oh, you know the board meeting you're supposed to be at?
So I rarely get calls. He's a great friend. Unlike Jeff Vibbert, who FaceTimes me every day. Let me explain something to you. All right? There's social terrorism rules.
Okay? There's a hierarchy.
Right. There's text is great. Messenger, great. Cool. You know, within reason. Like, if we're not close friends, you don't need to talk to me every day.
I don't want
to
see every meme you like.
Right. Now,
or YouTube, but videos, you're not that close.
Right.
You have to earn video privilege.
Yeah, yes. Don't just send me a video willy-nilly.
Exactly.
A GIF is flirting.
Right. You know, if you phone call me,
somebody better be dead.
Yeah, that's above
Thank
and
you.
Beyond. That's, yeah. And if you come to my house unannounced, if you're Miranda, Ooh. You can do that. Miranda can come over whenever
I accidentally video called you. I'm the same way, though. When people try to video chat me or try to come by, like, I will hide in the other room because I need to know about these things.
Exactly. I'm never close.
Prepare mentally.
I'm never That's close. True.
Spangle only gets dressed if he knows company is coming.
You don't know this, but every time you guys leave, I lock the door. I go into my bedroom. I immediately get naked.
Well, I asked Harry, and he stayed to watch. So,
well, I do. Literally every time after the podcast, I am nude within 5 minutes of the podcast ending. Second,
really?
Second you guys leave, I get naked.
And you walk around the house naked.
Oh, and I usually have to.
Do you really?
Oh yeah.
It is. That seems so like dirty for your furniture.
Sometimes my blinds are open and I'm facing right out on the road, so it's like I'll run through there real quick when the lights are on.
Yeah.
So I try not to, you know, give a freebie away.
I'm rarely nude. I wear boxers around the house, so like I don't get butt matter on the couch.
I was gonna say that's the cleanliness issue,
right?
I don't just set my. No.
Yeah, you don't want to be, you know.
No.
Getting
in the boys' basketball locker room at our high school, there was a neighbor of mine that was notorious for after he showered, he'd pull his ass cheeks apart and then walk them down the armrests on both sides. So, like, I'm not a person that likes the nudist experience on Mm-mm. furniture, especially cloth.
No.
There's something different about a naked man and a naked woman, though.
Yeah. Like
What's that?
Jerry Seinfeld said it best, but...
Go ahead.
A lot of hair and just different. No,
you just said that your calves grow mustaches in like 30 seconds.
No, there's not You're a super like a chia thick pet. Hair. It just can grow. It can grow quickly.
Anklets.
But yeah, I shave it. That's the important part. I do shave it. But yeah, no, women are still even hairy. It's like women just have more cool stuff to look at.
That's like, true.
That is privilege.
Can't argue with it.
Yeah, it's like for whatever. It's like men. It's like, and not that I don't like to see them naked because I like men, not women. But men just are not as physically attractive. Naked
aesthetically
as women.
Pleasing.
Yes.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
FaceTime is a combination of the pop in and the phone call. It is one of the most aggressive things ever, and Vivert does it every single day to me. He and Caitlin, they do it on purpose.
Yeah. They're your little brother and sister.
Oh,
anything
so
they
annoying.
Can do to annoy you, they mm-hmm. do.
Right. Like they're
and they love it and
you
delight in it.
You gave them the power.
Right. So they FaceTime me. He FaceTimed me today. to tell me what could have easily been a text.
Well, he just mainly does it because he knows it annoys you.
It annoys me.
And he wants to remind you that you're a terrible person and how you've let him down in the past.
I know. I keep calling him an abuser because he treats me like I'm an abuser.
Then out of nowhere, you're like, man, Jeff, ever since Jeff got on Tinder, he hasn't been around us. He's too cool for us now. And you nailed it. You miss it.
And then as soon as he came back in the chat, I was like, shut up, Jeff.
Yeah. You really just didn't want him to be back, so you could abuse him.
He's worse than my last girlfriend, so yeah. So
But not your new wife.
No, my new wife is lovely.
Her fiance.
Take my hand.
With love.
You're not getting it back now, it's mine.
He's
Take
not
my
joking.
Good hand.
Take my good arm.
All right, we're gonna hold hands through.
Gonna say a prayer.
Yeah,
I'm gonna count to three, run out the door, and then he's gonna be naked. Magic trick.
Get her before she can leave.
Take me with you.
All right, Miranda. Final thoughts for this episode. You don't have to hold my hand anymore if you don't want.
I am enjoying this.
All right. Okay.
Getting a good vibe here.
Feels good to be loved.
Just want to thank the listeners. I want to thank you guys for having me. Mm-hmm. I want to thank America for being a bunch of little sissies just so I can come here and shit show them. I'd like
smash
to
smash the patriarchy.
Yeah. I'd like to thank all those little people I stepped on the way to get here. Their backs were very soft and comfortable. Made this journey easy. Britney Jean Spears, Mary Tyler Moore paving the way. I love you, hoes. R.I.P., bitch.
What about K-Fed?
K-Fed, you know I hate baby daddies. So I don't have one.
Now, Mary Tyler Moore was special to you?
Yeah, because my mom was a cracko, piece of shit. So when my grandmother was at work
Is that a
raising
Hallmark
me.
Card?
Yes.
My mom.
Did you get that card too?
I did.
My grandmother raised me, my grandparents raised me, but when my grandmother was at work and stuff, I would stay up and watch TV, and I loved Nick at Night, and I would watch the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and I'd watch Dick Van Dyke, and I just loved Mary, and I loved that she was always so happy, and like, just that spirit.
You got spunk, kid. I hate spunk.
Yes, classic.
She loves Dick Van Dyke. And so I love that show too.
I know. I just
Those were better shows than exist today.
Oh, dude. Absolutely. Yes. It was so great. And they were so funny. And they did, like, they just were funny and
clean, but funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they didn't have to be gross.
Unlike this episode.
Unlike me in general.
I'm blaming you too because I'm a devout Christian and a minister.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I only catfish men on
Life.
Christian Mingle.com because Backpage got shut down.
That's not true. I saw you on J-Date. I wasn't sure it was you with that hat on, but...
Oh, damn that hat. But no,
I once
they
threw
were
one of those in a synagogue, like it was
I
a
loved,
frisbee.
Oh man, I would throw my hat in the air and be a Mary Tyler Moore all the time when I was a kid. I would always wear a fucking
George Carroll Burnett.
I did, but I didn't. My grandmother liked her a lot. I liked her. She was okay, but the other women were more attractive and I could relate to them.
Sexist.
Because I wanted to be pretty. I was ugly then too, but I knew if I just kept watching.
Do you have any pictures of you as a child?
I do. I was Let's cute. See. I was cute. I was cute until Demi Moore got
Must
that
nice.
Haircut. And so, like, that chili
You
bowl.
Got that too?
Oh, yeah. I had to have Demi it. I remember Moore. Fighting
oh,
for
the
it.
Oh, the ghost haircut?
Oh, yeah. I remember arguing, and they were like, no. And I'm like, no, you giving me that. And oh, my gosh, it was the worst. I had the biggest teeth and head, and then that haircut. And I loved floral prints. So, in all of these,
Oh, my. You look like a curtain.
Oh, God, no. I wish I had these dresses today. Are you kidding me? I loved my... florals. I still do.
Is your childhood picture still your Christopher Miles Facebook page?
Yep.
I honestly, when I look through my phone to find pictures, I just got to shake my head at myself. Bitch, you ratchet.
What have I done with my life?
How many nudes are on that phone?
How many nudes? Exactly. It's just nudes are left and right. It's like, what the fuck am I doing here?
And how many can you text in one message?
You've already got all
these.
You know
how to do an RAR?
Okay, so
send a
this
zip.
This was before I chopped the hair off.
Oh, you're adorable.
Yeah, that I was about 10.
Yeah, you're very cute.
So I was very cute there.
What's up and to the right?
It's one of those little like batten mitten things where like a Velcro thing and the ball would, you know, you would catch it.
Oh, I got you. Yeah,
but
yeah.
There I am when I cut my hair off, same dress. Not so cute anymore.
I'll tell you what, it was better than Bruce Jenner's transition.
Yikes.
No. Well, yikes. And look at those teeth,
you're
though.
You're very brave.
Yeah. I mean,
look
you're...
at those teeth.
They're gone. Wait.
No, my head grew into them.
Yeah, the gap's gone and they don't protrude out.
That never happened to me.
It did me bad.
My front teeth are still big and I have the gap.
That was me in kindergarten. That was a very cute kid, but see, that gives you a complex.
You were totally in like late 80s kindergarten
kid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Triggered. That's not when I was a kid.
No, that.
So.
Pizza party.
Oh, here we go. This was me too. This is third grade. So, look.
The higher the hair, the closer to Jesus.
What happened to your sleeves?
I was a pirate.
If you will send me
is
those,
that we'll put them
on our. Send me those, and I'll put them on our Instagram, and people can check.
Told
those
you
out.
I would always rock a hat. Didn't care.
Yep.
What
zero
is that?
Fucks given. It's a Nike hat. I could have been golfing.
Was that a? Oh my God! It's a. What do they call those? The French hat.
Yeah, it's a
surrender hat.
A Nike beret.
Oh my God! With a swoosh.
My teeth. I was just kind of coming into them there.
Yeah.
I finally came into them.
Still had the beret.
I'll convince her to put these up on our Instagram and check them out at We Are Libertarians. All right, let's wrap this up. Greg, final thoughts for the episode.
Final thoughts. Look out for Trump's election for Supreme Court. It's sounding like his sister, who's an appellate court justice, Marianne Trump, is playing a vital role in who he's going to select. And then anything else controversial? Look for the ruling on the conditions on sanctuary cities withholding funds to them through block grants. That'll probably be ruled unconstitutional, get challenged by the city of Chicago. Those would be the two big things.
Well, I don't have any final thoughts. I just want to thank Miranda for being here. It was a lot of fun tonight.
You're shockingly distracted.
I have barely paid attention all night.
I have seen Chris interact with many women. This is madly in love and
how flush, till
death does him part.
Look how flush my face is. My face is so red.
You're glowing.
I am glowing.
You could be a Canadian maple leaf.
Yep. You son of a bitch. So thank you very much for joining us, Miranda.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. Yep. This is the first like extended period of time I've got to spend around with her. I'm absolutely terrified. I wish her on Rob Kendall. I can't wait till that score is settled and to bring that up and instigate. Great.
Just wait till I show up at their wedding.
Oh, no.
In my Vera gown.
You're my date.
My Vera Bradley.
It'll be like Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate.
Oh, Vera Wang. There we go.
I'm bringing Miranda as my plus one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear a Vera Wang wedding gown.
I don't know.
Gown.
Based on our conversation before she got here, you might have like a plus four.
I have too many pluses. I'm hot right now.
Got that meme heat.
Let me tell you something.
We're going to come through like the ho train.
It's spring. It's like spring.
Quad City DJs.
Spring awoken, and now they're...
Morning again in Spangles America.
These pussies are woken.
Cuffing season is over. They're, you know,
pussies are spraying.
Yep. So we're...
The tumbleweed came out of the hoo-ha.
It's been a long, dark winter. But things are looking up. So,
oh, and by the way, the shout out to Donald Trump for quoting Bane in The Dark Knight.
Oh, that was classic.
Yeah.
We're taking America.
This will be painful for you.
Thank you so much for joining us here on this episode of We Are Libertarians. We will be back next week. We'll talk a little bit about Donald Trump and what he's up to. So check us out then. Thank you, Miranda. Thank you, Greg. And thank you for listening. Please be sure to share this episode. Well, maybe not this episode.
Share
it. You're right.
Sharing is caring.
Sure.
Yeah, we're the offensive libertarians.
If you know anybody who is
easily offended, share them first.
If they love Howard Stern, this would be a great episode to send to them.
They like to masturbate all the time in general.
Everybody does.
They're libertarians,
we're
of course.
We're just trying to, you know. So we're here to entertain you first. So, and you have done that, Miranda. Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your nuptials.
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
And thank you. And as always, we promise
to do better next time.
Hey, guys. Hi. It's me again. Yeah. I'm asking for money again. I don't like doing it. I don't. It's not like I sit here and think, oh man, I want to beg people to give us their hard-earned money. Money that they go out and they work at boring jobs all day for. You know, I know that asking you for $5, $10, $800 a month is a lot. And I know that you have a lot of options out there. You could give $5 a month to We Are Libertarians, or you could give it to, like, I can't even think of anything else that you would want to give it to, honestly. I mean, I consider us half as valuable as Netflix. So We Are Libertarians, like, according to the stock market, is worth, like, billions. They just haven't heard about it yet, which is why we need advertising. So that's why I need you to please go to WeAreLibertarians.com, scroll down in the sidebar, make a monthly or a one-time contribution through PayPal, sign up per episode on Patreon. We're going to take that money, and we're going to do stuff with it. Not like hookers and blow stuff. We already have a slush fund for that elsewhere. The Cokes send us that money. This is going to go to Facebook advertising and other forms of advertising to grow listenership to the show so more people can learn about libertarianism. Think about it. How did you learn about libertarianism? Was it us? Did you get involved in libertarianism because of us? If you did, then it means something to you. You'd miss us when we were gone. It's not a threat. It's just I'm saying, you'd miss us if we were gone. So, please, WeAreLibertarians.com, make a contribution. The more contributions we get, the less of these there will be. That was a threat. Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.